Benson Show.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
And lo and behold, the doctors found that her thyroid was completely knocked out. A normal TSH is below 4, and I think her TSH was like 300 and something. So it suggested that she had, when that test is high, it means your thyroid is very low. And so that was a case of how excess consumption of cabbage juice, which is indeed a brassica vegetable, a potential goitrogen at high doses, could deplete thyroid function. So I commonly get the question, and I haven't answered this question lately, but I used to get this question all the time. People who have hypothyroidism, they say, shouldn't I avoid cabbage family vegetables? Invariably, I've answered, no, you should not avoid cabbage family vegetables because, number one, you have hypothyroidism, which can easily be addressed with some thyroid medication. I prefer the natural kind. And if you take the thyroid medication, it's going to support your thyroid. And the little bit, potentially, of thyroid suppression that you're going to get from eating healthy cabbage family vegetables will be vastly outweighed by the thyroid medication that you're taking to address your hypothyroidism. So by all means, eat cabbage family vegetables. You know, maybe don't go overboard. Don't juice kale. Don't have, you know, kale smoothies daily. But do consume cabbage family vegetables because it turns out that cabbage family vegetables are very beneficial. So they did a review, and it's a very detailed scientific review. It goes on for pages and pages. Entitled, Do Brassica Vegetables Affect Thyroid Function? A Comprehensive Systematic Review. And they say, the motivation behind the systematic review stems from the ongoing recommendations and dietary sources that patients, particularly those with hypothyroidism, should avoid brassica vegetables due to their goitrogenic potential. However, these recommendations often rely on outdated animal studies involving the seeds of these plants, which are rarely consumed by humans. It is also important to consider that the amount of sulfur compounds in edible brassica plants varies significantly depending on the species or even the plant part, which translates into the various impact on thyroid function. And so they did a very, very comprehensive review of human and animal studies and test tube studies looking at the impact of cabbage family vegetables. And, oh, by the way, it's important to note that, yeah, there may be a good reason to consume these vegetables because numerous studies have reported a significant association to higher intake of brassica vegetables and a reduced risk of cancer development, particularly in relation to cancers of the breast, prostate, lung, and digestive system. There is a compound called sulforaphane that is highly protective against cancer. There is indole-3-carbinol, which is a wonderful detoxifier. It may especially have beneficial impact on estrogen metabolism, getting rid of the so-called bad or toxic estrogen, the potentially carcinogenic estrogen, and converting it to less harmful forms of estrogen, part of the metabolic handling of estrogen in the body's detoxification pathways. So, yeah, indole-3-carbinol, a lot of good stuff comes out of cabbage family vegetables. So we'd have to have a pretty good reason to completely eschew the consumption of these things. So do they really depress thyroid function? And what they conclude after looking at voluminous research, they say, above all, the results from human studies were taken into account as obviously most relevant, but the data from animal studies were also included. And what they conclude is that no problemo. The vast majority of the results cast doubt on previous assumptions claiming that brassica plants have antithyroid effects in humans. Instead, they indicate that including brassica vegetables in the daily diet, particularly when accompanied by adequate iodine intake, yeah, I mean, if you're not consuming any iodine and you just could, you know, with or without brassica vegetables, it's going to depress your thyroid function. So make sure you get adequate iodine, eat fish, eat some seaweed, take a supplement that has a little bit of iodine in it, not too much, because too much can suppress your thyroid function. They say that including brassica vegetables in the daily diet, particularly when accompanied by adequate iodine intake, poses no adverse effects on thyroid function. Folks, I want to let you in on a skincare secret that's changed my and my family's daily routine. It's Timeline's Mitobiotics skincare line. This is just service-level skincare. It's targeting skin longevity at the cellular level. It's powered by the same cutting-edge cellular science as MitoPure, which I'm a big believer in. The patented urolithin A supplement you've heard us talk about that ignites mitophagy and supports your mitochondrial function, which is your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Timeline's topical mitobiotic products combine MitoPure, niacinamide, and triolose into a comprehensive formula that revitalizes your skin's mitochondria from the outside in, reducing wrinkles, renewing and protecting skin, and supporting collagen. It visibly starts to reduce wrinkle depths and volume after only 2 weeks. It offers immediate results. And you may say, well, you know, is that, are you just saying that? Are you making these claims, wrinkle depth, increased skin volume? Timeline's MitoPure is backed by over 500 studies and 11 human clinical trials, and it has 56 patents. So as an Intelligent Medicine listener, we've created a special pathway whereby you can get 20% off any Timeline skincare or supplement purchases. Visit timeline.com/HoffmanSkin. Like Rumpelstiltskin, just visit, except it's Hoffman Skin. Just visit timeline.com/HoffmanSkin. The future of skincare is cellular. Just go to timeline.com/HoffmanSkin for mitobiotic skincare. So this item, it has to do with Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson ordered to pay $966 million in talc cancer case after jury finds the company liable. Now, this isn't a class action case. You think of this is almost $1 billion. So you think $1 billion divided by, I don't know, a couple of thousand plaintiffs, they'll each get a few thousand dollars. No. This is $966 million to the family of a woman who died from mesothelioma. An L.A. jury ordered J&J to pay $966 million to the family of a woman who died of mesothelioma. Why? Because J&J's talc baby powder products, turns out, contained asbestos fibers that they say caused her rare cancer. Now, the jury only awarded this woman $16 million in compensatory damages, but there was $950 million in punitive damages. Of course, this is going to be appealed. But here's the problem with these cases. I mean, mesothelioma is kind of a unique cancer because it's really likely to be caused by asbestos. And if there's asbestos in the product, then it's likely that the cancer that this woman had was, because she sprayed a lot of stuff, talc in the air, and you inhale it goes in the lungs. And so there's a direct relationship. But there are many more lawsuits in the pipeline around ovarian cancer. And, when somebody gets, and ovarian cancer is a more common type of cancer, when somebody gets cancers like the 9/11 cancers, where all the people who develop breast cancer and thyroid cancer and, colon cancer, there's a fairly high background rate of cancer. But there's also an increased risk of cancer in people exposed to 9/11. How do you know that the cancer you get is the direct result of a product that you've been exposed to or ground zero? It's very hard to determine. And that's going to be the crux of all these lawsuits. But, clearly this is an existential threat to a big company, Johnson & Johnson. The company's been successful in reducing some of the awards on appeal, including in one Oregon case where a state judge granted J&J's motion to throw out a $260 million verdict and hold a new trial. But it's a big challenge to this legacy company, which is, they've done some bad things, and there's going to be hell to pay. Lots and lots of litigation. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
There
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DeerHopkinsStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DeerHopkinsStore.com, DeerHopkinsStore.com.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll take some of the questions that you called in with and recorded. But first, this. Congratulations to Walmart. Here's a press release from Walmart. Walmart U.S. moves to eliminate synthetic dyes across all private brand food products. The retailer also tends to eliminate an additional 30 ingredients, artificial ingredients, that people are not too happy to consume. Key insights, Walmart is removing synthetic dyes and more than 30 other ingredients like certain preservatives, artificial sweeteners, and fat substitutes from its U.S. private brand foods, including great value, market side, freshness guaranteed, and something that they call Better Goods. Better Goods is it's kind of a new program which is designed to provide people with healthier products. So they say this growing trend among consumers is in part why last year the retailer launched Better Goods, a quality chef-inspired private brand which includes a line of plant-based and made-without items with 70% of the items under $5. So it's economical and healthy. And they say that this move is one of the largest private brand reformulations in retail history. So they say now about 90% of Walmart U.S. food private brand products are free from synthetic dyes, and they're going to address the remaining 10%. So congratulations, consumers, because you voted with your purchasing power. You know, we've got the MAHA initiative, which has been successful at banning certain dyes, in particular red dye number 2. And that's one way of doing it, you know, through government legislation. But we can jawbone and cajole the big manufacturers into cleaning up their act and coming more into conformance with what they do over in Europe, where they have a lot less in the way of synthetic ingredients. And so the CEO of Walmart says, our customers have told us they want products made with simpler, more familiar ingredients, and we've listened by eliminating synthetic dyes and other ingredients, reinforcing our promise to deliver affordable food that families can feel good about. So kudos to Walmart for taking the initiative on this important front. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Hardfought Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? The event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
This season, give yourself the gift of peace of mind with Verizon Family Plus. Always know where your loved ones are. With location monitoring and alerts, you can track them using GPS or approximate network location. With parental controls, you can set safe screen time limits and easily block specific apps and websites. And we provide driving insights with post-drive reports for every family member and roadside assistance when you need it most. Get all the essential features of Family Plus for just $10 a month when you add it as a perk on your My Plan. Visit Verizon.com/family today.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What were the biggest stories of the year? Has Donald Trump set up an economic powerhouse for the coming year? We'll answer these questions and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And just jot that number down, because maybe something should occur to you. You have a question about something we talked about here in this program. You've got a little bit of a medical dilemma that you want me to opine on. Call 877-726-8255 and record your question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hello, yes. I'm calling about a friend, a coworker. He's been diagnosed with a leaky mitral valve in his heart. And he doesn't have any symptoms other than a murmur that was detected a few years ago. He's a healthy male in his late 50s, has an active life, or job. He's a professional gardener, and I guess he doesn't have any symptoms. He's not overweight, but his doctor said when he does get symptoms, that's when he should go in for surgery. I think he needs the valve trimmed. And so he's just living with this lurking future of getting heart surgery, even in his 60s maybe, and that's not great. Does the mitral valve always get worse? I mean, can he live with his condition, or can he do anything? I guess what I was telling him that he could do something to improve the efficiency of his heart, maybe, some kind of VO2 max training like endurance athletes do, to increase your VO2 max, the classical interval training or anything? What can he do? Should he not do that? What would you advise?
Okay, yeah, this is an important question. And in fact, I wrote a book. One of my books is entitled Natural Therapies for Mitral Valve Prolapse. And the mitral valve is one of the valves within the heart that keeps the blood from flowing backwards. You want the blood to flow forwards so that it's pumped out of the heart throughout the body. And when the valves are leaky or prolapsed, or they have what's called regurgitation, which means backflow, there's less blood flow out of the heart. When there's less blood flow out of the heart, the blood can back up into your lungs and you can be short of breath, or it can back up into your lower extremities and you have swollen ankles and swollen calves, and you feel slowed down. And there may be several causes. It used to be that in the older generation, there was a lot of rheumatic fever, and rheumatic fever was a consequence of untreated strep throat, usually. And now with antibiotics, we treat strep throat pretty aggressively. So younger generations do not have rheumatic valve or mitral valve damage, rheumatic heart disease, due to this infection. And so the main reason for mitral valve problems these days is there are some people who have mitral valve prolapse. It's genetic. There's a little bit of backflow. As one gets older, maybe the valve gets stiffer, the problem gets worse. There's a point where it's kind of a rapid decompensation. Is that people compensate for this pretty well? They do fine, and maybe they live on a slight incline. There's a little driveway to get up to the house, and day in day out they take a walk, they go up the driveway, no problem. And then one day they notice a particularly breathless going up there, and that's sort of the point where the valve has to be fixed, because it's reached kind of the hemodynamic threshold where the blood backup is so severe that the heart can't compensate for it by pumping harder. So you can do certain things. You can take coenzyme Q10, which can enhance the pumping action of the heart, and that might work for a while. And for some people, they can go to their graves at 105 with a leaky mitral valve. So you might not need surgery. As to very strenuous exercise, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that. I think exercise is good for conditioning the heart. But interval training, high-intensity interval training to increase your VO2 max, for example, something maybe for younger individuals without heart problems. But there's no question that steady activity and walking can help the heart adapt to a little bit of a backflow. This surgery used to be they'd have to crack your chest, and it was open-heart surgery, kind of big deal. So a lot of people, especially older people in bad shape, they wouldn't do it on because it was such a potentially dangerous surgery that if you were older and frail, you wouldn't survive the surgery. Nowadays, they can do it via a catheter that they insert sometimes in your groin or other times through your radial artery in your wrist. And then they will insert a mitra clip, which is something that fixes the valve, or alternatively do a transcatheter mitral valve replacement. It's a little harder to do than an aortic valve replacement. Aortic valve replacement is something that Mick Jagger underwent. It's called a TAVRs procedure, but now they're doing it for the mitral valve, not invasively without cracking the chest. So if this is something where I just met somebody at a party who has this, by the way. And I talked to her, and she said, I'm fine. I just go every few months. I go every 6 months to get an echocardiogram. And the doctor says I'll be fine. But if I'm not, there's always the surgical option. And I should just report to him if there's any new onset of breathlessness or inability to climb stairs or go up a steep incline. That would be an indication for maybe you need to do something about it, okay? Optimizing your weight, that's a good thing too. There even might be a role if somebody's really overweight for the mitral problem. There might be a role for GLP-1 drugs to get them to lose significant amounts of weight, which would be much less burden on the body. But in this case, you said this person has no symptoms and isn't overweight. So, the old expression, Bunker Hill, don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes. Keep your powder dry. That's what they do for conditions like mitral valve regurgitation. We wait it out, and hopefully you can weather the problem. But if need be, we can go to Plan B. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, if you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. I've been taking it for years, four decades. And I've recommended it for my patients throughout my medical career, as well as my faithful listeners and followers. If you're already taking omega-3s, I found one that is really a great one, because there's a lot of brands, a lot of quality brands out there, but this has become my go-to brand. Dr. Jeffrey Bland, one of the luminaries in the world of complementary health, takes omega-3s to a new level with Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. It's a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon, sourced from the pristine waters of Alaska. Unlike most other brands, Omega-3 Rejuvenate does it differently. Their product comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen. It's instantly flash frozen and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all the natural and abundant full spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, and DPA, plus all naturals, vitamin A and D, as well as naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. And you can even see the differences. It's this rich amber color shows the presence of all kinds of beneficial cofactors besides just pure EPA and DHA. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. No fillers, no shortcuts, just pure potent wellness. Visit bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for Omega-3 Rejuvenate. Try their fish oil. You won't go back. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. Check it out. Interesting story here about the real reason why we lost the ability to make vitamin C. You know, in the animal kingdom, humans are virtually unique in that we don't make vitamin C. We need to get it from outside. Okay, guinea pigs, for some reason, not clear why, they've also lost the ability to make vitamin C. So guinea pigs are often used in research on vitamin C metabolism. So according to the textbooks, we lost the ability to make vitamin C because our diet meant that we didn't need it. So what is it about our diet that provided a lot of vitamin C? Oh, yeah, we descended from early primates that lived in trees and subsisted on lots and lots of fruit. So we got our vitamin C from the outside. Well, what happens when humans went to the Arctic and lived in Arctic regions where there wasn't a lot of fresh fruit and there was the potential for vitamin C deficiency? So they think of this ability to make vitamin C that we lost as simply like, you know, we don't need tails anymore. We don't need body fur anymore, right? You know, we have clothes. We don't need really big molars anymore because we're not chewing all day long like, I don't know, herbivores like cows. So we lost the ability of vitamin C, no big deal. What was it for anyway? Well, it turns out, around 60 or 70 million years ago in our primate history, the gene for making vitamin C mutated, and this ability was lost. The same thing occurs in other groups of animals, like bats, consume a lot of fruit, and some rodents such as guinea pigs. The conventional explanation is that as long as animals get enough vitamin C in their diet, the mutations that affect this enzyme are at a disadvantage, and so natural selection doesn't kick in to preserve that enzyme, and it's kind of vestigial. You know, it's kind of like losing our tails. The change is supposed to be neutral. But actually, it turns out that there may be an advantage to our inability to manufacture vitamin C, because it turns out that they did an experiment. They did a knockout experiment in some mice where they knocked out the gene that makes vitamin C. And when fed a diet low in vitamin C, when these animals were exposed to parasites, the mice didn't develop symptoms or excrete eggs in their feces after infection with roundworms. By contrast, the mice who had a working vitamin C enzyme shed a lot of eggs, and they mostly died from the parasite infections. So this is one thing about human history. If we look at the remains of humans, even from the Middle Ages, a very high we do analysis of their stool. We actually find what are called coproliths, which are kind of like petrified poop. And what we often find is evidence that a very high percentage of our ancestors suffered from chronic parasites. And so the inability to synthesize vitamin C might have protected us from parasites. So they say, while many textbooks do state this might be a use it or lose it situation for the gene that makes vitamin C, there may be evidence to support an evolutionary advantage to the loss of the vitamin C gene. Parasite protection could be one of those advantages. So everything, you know, everything that sometimes what seems like a liability turns out to be a benefit. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
I've got exciting news about one of my favorite products, NT Factor. You've heard me talk about the natural energy producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements. Now they're offering a rare 50% off sale on one of their most important products, NT Factor with D3K2. NT Factor with D3K2 is a chewable vanilla wafer that combines vitamins D3 and K2 with patented NT Factor lipids, providing comprehensive support for your bone health, cardiovascular health, and mitochondrial function. The unique synergy of these three nutrients ensures efficient calcium metabolism, a reduction in oxidative stress, and a restoration of your cellular energy production. It's perfect for anyone dealing with fatigue, age-related conditions, or chronic illness. Visit ntfactor.com to take advantage of this rare, limited-time 50% offer. Just use coupon code 50OFF at checkout at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for 50% off NT Factor with D3K2.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This season, give yourself the gift of peace of mind with Verizon Family Plus. Always know where your loved ones are. With location monitoring and alerts, you can track them using GPS or approximate network location. With parental controls, you can set safe screen time limits and easily block specific apps and websites. And we provide driving insights with post-drive reports for every family member and roadside assistance when you need it most. Get all the essential features of Family Plus for just $10 a month when you add it as a perk on your My Plan. Visit Verizon.com/family today.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, the number you call. And let's hear one of those calls.
Yes, doctor. I'm 75 years of age. I'm very active with lots of energy. No serious medical or physical issues. However, I'm experiencing over the last 3 weeks a soft stool and have no aches or pains in my stomach. I've been taking chewable Pepto-Bismol tablets with no favorable results. And I'd like to know what medicines I can take to relieve this diarrhea. Thank you.
Okay. So, first of all, this being a radio show, I might say that, maybe the new onset of diarrhea in someone who hasn't had diarrhea before might warrant a trip to the doctor's office, particularly a gastroenterologist, to see if anything is amiss. But when it comes to self-care, Pepto-Bismol is an anti-diarrheal. People who get traveler's diarrhea sometimes carry around some Pepto-Bismol tablets or a little bottle of Pepto because Pepto is generally helpful for diarrhea. When it comes to dealing with diarrhea, I often suggest that people follow a brat diet. That's what you give to little brats when they have diarrhea or stomach problems. Bananas, white rice, applesauce, and tea traditionally have constipating effects. So you can give that a try, but you can't subsist on the brat diet. So you might move on to what is called the low FODMAP diet. The low FODMAP diet helps to deal with a form of dysbiosis, an imbalance in your intestinal bacteria called SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And it starves the bacteria that proliferate that may cause excess gas production and diarrhea. So FODMAP diet is great for people who suffer from irritable bowel syndrome with a diarrheal predominance. Not so much for the constipation kind, but Google it. low FODMAP diet. It eliminates some of the difficult to digest insoluble or soluble carbohydrates. So also, you know, when it comes to remedies for diarrhea, probiotics can be helpful, but so too can be berberine. Berberine has an astringent effect in the intestine. It also has a mild antimicrobial effect. It can diminish the proliferation of the bad bacteria that may be associated with diarrhea. But new onset diarrhea at 70, 75, I don't know, maybe warranted to go in, get an exam, get maybe a stool test. It could be a form, some form type of infection that you've acquired. Or it could reflect another underlying gastrointestinal problem. So, you know, a main reason for visits to gastroenterologists, and there's actually a medical code for it. It's, quote, change in bowel habits. A change in bowel habits can be sometimes a signal that something is amiss and should be checked out. Unless you, through self-manage it, can make it go away, then no problemo. This item, Google has admitted to censoring YouTube content that questioned official COVID-19 narratives. Yeah, they're copping to it, finally. Part of an investigation by Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio into big tech censorship practices. Well, they issued subpoenas to big tech executives, and after testimony, it was clear that there was a censorship industrial complex which violated the rights of individuals to post sometimes controversial content, often maybe challenging the way that we managed COVID. And during that time, there was a lot of suppression of countervailing viewpoints. It's all coming to light. Google admitting to censoring YouTube content and deplatforming individuals who said stuff that went against the narrative. Well, thanks very much for joining us here on Intelligent Medicine. You can check out DearHoffmanStore.com to find out about our full script dispensary. DearHoffman.com is your hub for all things intelligent medicine. There you can download podcasts. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can follow us on social media. We're on X and Twitter and Facebook. And have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Waldman.
If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Senate set to vote on a war powers measure following the ouster of Venezuelan strongman Nicolas Maduro. The report from Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Virginia Democrat Senator Tim Kaine said that he will force a vote next week to block further military action against Venezuela without congressional approval in the wake of President Donald Trump's operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he expects further briefings from the administration on this operation as part of its comprehensive counter-narcotic strategy. House Speaker Mike Johnson added that the Trump administration is working to schedule briefings for lawmakers when they return to Washington. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In the meantime, celebrations continue.
Venezuelans living in Doral, Florida, celebrate the capture of President Nicolas Maduro. A similar scene in other cities with a high concentration of Venezuelans who left the country. Florida resident Alejandro Arrieta says she's cautiously optimistic for the future of her homeland.
We're so excited. We couldn't believe that this was happening. We've been waiting for this for the past, 28 years or so.
There were protests against the U.S. action in some cities in the U.S. and around the world, including this one in Cuba as well as in Venezuela. I'm Julie Walker.
Just no let-up to the rough weather in California. More thunderstorms making life miserable there for millions. Downpours and high tides causing heavy flooding in some areas, prompting a number of road closures, and officials say the rescue of dozens of people who are trapped or were trapped in cars. Northern counties remain under a flood watch with up to 3 inches of rain possible overnight into Monday. And that's an area that has been drenched on and off since Christmas Day. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-289-6016. That's 800-289-6016. 800-289-6016.
In sub-Saharan Africa. 31% of the Christians in the world live somewhere in Africa, with Europe, once the leader, now in second place at 22%. Part of the reason for the shift is that African Christians are having large families, while those in Europe and North America are not. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump says he's endorsing Nassau County's Republican executive for governor in this year's New York race. The endorsement could help ensure that Bruce Blakeman doesn't face a serious contender in his push to win the GOP primary. Blakeman came to national prominence for championing a policy that bans teams and organizations that let males play against females from using Nassau County sports facilities. Townhall.com. A woman's tennis great is returning to a major tournament for the first time in 5 years.
Seven-time Grand Slam singles champion Venus Williams has received a wild card entry for the Australian Open beginning January 18th in Melbourne. The tournament announced Friday that the 45-year-old Williams would make a return to Melbourne Park 28 years after her first appearance. In 1998, she defeated her younger sister Serena in the second round before eventually losing in the quarterfinals to Lindsay Davenport. Venus had announced in September that she would play in Auckland, New Zealand, and also at the Hobart International a week later. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The year 2025 was scary good for investors. It was scary because the U.S. stock market plunged to several historic drops on worries about everything from tariffs to interest rates to a possible bubble in AI. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season pick. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
And yes, you can travel with ammo. There's a weight limit. And Chris, I know because you shot a lot of matches, traveling with ammo was always a consideration. What's the weight limit?
It's 11 pounds, but it's actually, if you read the regulations, it's 11 pounds of propellant. So ammo can get heavy fast.
Yeah.
But I still tried to adhere to that 11 pounds. But even if I was over 11, what I would do is I would put part of my ammo in with my big Pelican case, with my long guns, my handguns, my shotgun. Mm-hmm. And then I would put more boxes just in my zippered up suitcase, because as long as it's in factory packaging, you could have that. And I would just throw boxes. I would put boxes at the bottom of my suitcase, and usually on the wheel side, because otherwise it falls in and crushes everything.
In the factory packaging, not in a Ziploc bag or your reloaded, your MTM case guard stuff. Luke, you'll love this. I was flying out of Springfield, Missouri, which thank God it was in Springfield, Missouri, that they're a little bit more, familiar with guns. But I think I had a loaded magazine in like separate bag somewhere, and it got scanned, and I'm sitting there at the gate waiting for my flight, and I hear, "Would Mr. Ryan Grossham please find a security gate?" And I stand up and I look around, and across this little terminal there is a police officer, and he sees me stand up and he starts walking over excited, like, "Oh, that's you, okay,
I got him."
And well, he looked friendly.
Straight to jail.
I said, "Hey, how's it, and he goes, "Oh man, no big deal, but you had a loaded magazine, so you can't do that." And he has literally in his hands, cupped in his hands, he has like 10 rounds of 45 ACP. And he's like, "What do you want me to do with this? Do you want it?" I was like, "Are you trying to hand me like loaded ammunition that's inside the airport?" And he's like, "What do you want?" Like, he felt bad because he didn't want to have to like dispose of this. Like, "Man, if you can use it or whatever, but like, just throw it in a dumpster. I don't care at this point." But yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, ammo is actually kind of like Chris said, it's kind of a sticking point for a lot of people when you're traveling. I travel for competitions too. I'm actually headed out to a competition called Moons Out. It takes place in Echo Valley Training Center in West Virginia. It's a night vision carbine match, and typically you have to carry around 500 rounds of whatever you're using. This year I'm using 30 carbine, as far as I'm aware.
You're such a weird out.
Yeah, I know. I just had to do it. I'm bringing back that M2, like the original night vision carbine, okay?
Love it.
That's what I'm after. But yeah, like Chris said, you don't actually have to put the ammo inside of the hard-sided case. You can actually just stuff it in your checked baggage. And as long as ammo is in checked baggage, they actually don't even care if you declare it. I've traveled home with like several boxes of ammo from competitions that people didn't want without the firearms because they were shipped through a different service. But, ammo is completely fine. Unloaded magazines, though, smart. A lot of people try to go like a step further, because like they're always worried about like getting like, okay, I'm going to make sure my gun is completely entered. There's no way they're going to see that the bolt carrier's out and the upper's not attached to the lower and all that stuff. They don't know. They don't care. All they see is gun, and they're going to assume that it's dangerous no matter what. And most of the time, I don't even think they can recognize if it's unloaded or not. And that's no shade on, their intelligence. I just think most people aren't used to looking at guns in a high-stress environment like that, where they're dealing with customer after customer after customer.
Yeah.
I think one of my, to kind of go back to your original question, like one of my weirdest experiences, and it has to do with dealing not with TSA. TSA's more or less been pretty good, pretty consistent across the board. It's dealing with the airlines that's the hard part. I was flying with an airline I won't mention by name, just in case they want to put me on a no-fly list. But I tried flying out with two guns. It was a handgun and a rifle, which it's fine. You can typically, most airlines let you have up to about four guns per container, and then however much ammo you can stuff inside there. The lady at the check-in desk did not like my case, so I was not allowed to fly with it. And the reason she didn't like my case is that even with four master locks on it that I only had the keys to, she could open the physical latches, and she could pry apart a part of the plastic and stick one finger inside of there.
She wasted that much trouble to try to pry it?
She went through that much trouble. I think the lady probably had an axe to grind, so.
Wow.
I had to go back home and find a more robust case that she couldn't bend a little bit. So.
Wow. That goes into my question, is locks. Like, they might suggest, like, you have to have TSA locks, but that's not the rule.
No. That's not the rule. The rule is...
No, in fact, I would highly discourage you from using TSA locks because they're, for lack of a better term, they're piss poor locks. They're terrible locks. Most of them, every employee, TSA employee, is going to have a key to it. Most people at home probably have TSA lock keys, which they can use to just, cause you have one probably sitting in your house somewhere. And most of those are dial locks, which are easily defeated. I don't know if you guys watch, it's another YouTube thing, but, lock picking lawyer, anyone with 2 minutes of spare time can figure out how to defeat one of those locks pretty easily. And frankly, most other locks that you would put on them, but the primary goal of their lock suggestion is that you are the only one who has the code or the key to that specific set of locks and no one else. And I think that's honestly probably the safest way to approach it.
And then that's the way it's supposed to be.
So, Luke, I always tell people, I say, when you put locks on your case, because I have been subject of the prying it open thing, short hasp locks, the shortest hasp you can get on there, man, because if it only opens a quarter of an inch, you're good to go. But some people will put those long ones on there where you can open it an inch and a half, 2 inches.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, well, if we can shake anything out of it or we can get anything out of it, it's no good.
Another thing that you'll run into is...
That's probably what she was operating off of.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing you run into is like a long case. It may have four holes for four locks and you put two locks on it. Some airlines will say, if it has four holes, you have to have four locks on it.
See, but is there documentation for that? Because that's, I'm fine. I'm a rule following human being. I'm an FFL, SOT. I like to keep my books clean. I don't speed. You know, I don't do illegal things. I don't like pressing people's buttons and causing a scene, right? So if you have some rules and that you're allowing me to bring my guns on the plane, which is fine. That's perfect. I'm glad we can do it. At least put it out there in documentation so I can follow it, right? I mean, I'm a procedure person.
Yeah, and it is worth doing a little bit of homework because your mileage may vary between airlines and also in different airports have a different way of doing it. Some airports go, okay, great, thanks, and they take it and they're done. Some airports will say, okay, wait here, we're calling security, and you're going to have to walk with security to another checkpoint for us to X-ray your bag or whatever it is because you've declared a firearm. So it's interesting. Luke, if you can hang around a bit, I want to get into, because you're a guy who shoots all of the guns and optics and ammo and all of the things, and we're kind of talking about our year in review. And, I mean, we if you can hang around, we can jump into this.
Absolutely.
2025 has been an interesting year. Give us, you know, some of your tops for looking back on this year.
Man, I'm pretty sure other guests have probably said this or will say this, but 2025 has been a particularly rough year for the industry, I think. You know, being someone who's on the inside who receives product, reviews product, it's been light, I think, in terms of, like, just absolutely, like, you know, blowing me away products. But there's a few that have come out this year. One high that I'm actually really looking forward to reviewing soon is the Rideout Arsenal Dragon. It's a very low bore axis pistol, a 9mm pistol similar to the Luago Alien and the Luago Remus. It just takes a slightly different approach since it's a tilting barrel instead of, I believe the Alien is a gas system, which is super cool in itself. Like, I'm a mechanical person, so, like, I just kind of like taking things apart and how they look. One of the downsides for me is, unfortunately, another Turkish firearm that I've had to review, the Kral Arms / TriStar Arms KR-22. It's on paper, it looked great. You know, like, I like 10-22s, and anything that accepts 22 furniture and accessories and stuff like that is almost an absolute win in my book, provided it works. And I've just had a little bit of trouble getting it running. And while I don't mind kind of tinkering with guns, it's, I think at this point in my career, I just kind of like things that work, which is why I'm a huge Glock fan. That's another thing. Like, I'm a Glock fan, and I've been pulled both directions with, you know, the Glock Gen V, the discontinuing of all the other legacy Glocks, and then, of course, now we got Glock Gen 6, which I really like, but, you know. Well, oh, no, exactly. Adam Marsall of it.
It's funny that you say, like, the whole gas system and mechanical. It's another way that people enjoy guns is, like, the mechanical systems and how does it work. I know you want a few more on your list, so we're going to take a quick break. After the break, we're going to talk about Luke's list of his top five for 25 and maybe looking ahead to 2026. And what does that mean for you as a gun owner? We'll be right back.
It might be winter outside, but Gun Talk is heating up. We're giving one lucky winner an Aimpoint Comp M4S. Rugged, reliable, and built for real-world performance. We're also stacking it with premium gear from Opethnar USA, including shooting mats, support bags, belts, and accessories trusted by shooters worldwide. The Gun Talk Winter Giveaway ends January 10th, 2026. Don't freeze yourself out of winning great prizes. Enter now at guntalk.com/win.
Tiny footprint, max capacity. Meet the Ruger LCP Max, now with a manual safety for those who like that extra layer of control. It's chambered in 380, fits just about anywhere, and still brings serious firepower with a 10+1 capacity. Add in that crisp trigger and low recoil, and you've got one smooth little carry piece. The LCP Max. Carry light. Live ready.
Used guns can be a great value, but you have to know who you're buying from. What if you could buy quality used guns with a lifetime warranty from the Internet's largest online reseller? That's what you get at Dury'sGuns.com. They stand behind every firearm purchase for life. If you have a problem, they'll either fix or replace your gun. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, and more. Check out their inventory today at Dury'sGuns.com.
Want the latest in guns, gear, and shooting info straight into your inbox? Sign up for the Gun Talk newsletter. Get insider access to reviews, exclusive deals, training tips, and the hottest stories from the range delivered every week. Don't miss out on the news and offers every shooter needs to know. It's fast, free, and easy. Sign up today at guntalk.com. That's guntalk.com.
Owning, shooting, and carrying firearms is your responsibility. Range Ready Studios offers gun training classes taught by top-level instructors with real-world experience. Range Ready delivers basic and advanced classes for pistol and rifle. We also offer a ladies-only handgun course. All these training classes at Range Ready prepare you to use your gun and win the fight. Find us at RangeReadyStudios.com to learn more.
And we are back with more Gun Talk. We're talking with Luke Quinco, writer extraordinaire, Truth About Guns, the Firearms Blog, and a lot of other places. But, Luke, you're a guy who shoots a lot of different guns. You like a variety. Variety is the spice of life when it comes to guns for Luke. And so we're talking about some of your favorites and some of your flops for 2025 and then looking at 2026. So what else is on your list?
A lot of rimfire guns. Over on the firearm blog, I run a weekly series called the Rimfire Report. It's just all rimfire stuff. So I go through a lot of things, mostly ammo. And a highlight for this year is that I've actually run into a lot of great ammunition, actually. It seems like we're kind of back on track. I know during the COVID years, we had some major trouble in terms of the quality of ammunition we were getting when it did come out. So it was always kind of disappointing to like go to some of my favorite companies and just get like really bad lots of ammo, lots of duds or just huge variances and velocities and things like that. So, the Kinetic Group, which, kind of covers, Remington, Speer and CCI, they've done a phenomenal job of not only getting back up to speed and getting those shelves filled at their warehouses, but the quality of the ammunition has actually been on point. I'm super impressed with a lot of the less expensive ammo in terms of how well it's metering.
That's an interesting point because when it comes to rimfire, probably a lot of people just say, buy a brick of ammo and just shoot it. And they don't think about the variety or variation in quality. And then the other point that I'm hearing you say is if you went out and panic bought during COVID, perhaps the ammo that you're buying today, which is more readily available, could be actually better quality.
Yeah, it's a hit. I think it's kind of still a gamble because, you know, their companies, as they rose to meet this massive unprecedented demand, had to scale up, right? You know, new manufacturing cells, probably new lines, new employees, people who don't necessarily have the same like muscle memory and experience where they're basically going through and operating these machines and doing these quality checks in the kind of like in the background. But I would say that, yeah, in general, ammo is better, especially from legacy companies. There's a few startups who have kind of faltered on that because I think they've scrambled to kind of meet like the high demand.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's, you figure this stuff out as you shoot. And I think more to your point, yeah, if you panic bought, you should always be checking those lots, right? Like match lot numbers to guns. I think that's maybe that's a little bit of OCD on my part. I like having lot numbers matched to guns because I know it works, right? Like, you know, go with what works.
Yeah. But also, go shoot the ammo that you bought. Just go shoot it.
Yeah, that
go
too.
Go shoot it up.
I mean, hey, dude, there's FRTs. You can't, like, walk 5 feet without tripping over one. Put those in your guns.
No excuse.
I live in a state where they're now illegal, okay? I can't even ask the Crown for the permission to use them. So I have to drive 30 minutes across the border to shoot an FRT.
You have to go drive to find freedom.
Yeah, you have no excuse. Yeah, right?
So look, yeah, looking ahead, because this is where it gets hard, looking at 2026, what do you think the trends are going to be? What do you want to see? I mean, what is Luke's vision for the world of guns in the next 12 months or so?
I'm a massive proponent of shooting sports. And by that, I mean, I think people, instead of just going to an indoor range and buying a box of ammo and a couple of silhouette targets and blasting a one ragged hole.
Very large.
Depending on your skill level.
Ragged hole. Yes.
Is not the best use of your money or your time. If you're going to the range after work just to blow off some steam, I know it's cathartic. Get some training in, right? You know, do some drills. And then take those drills and use them in a competition. Now you know, Ryan, you and KJ were with me, I think just like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
At the Vortex Edge facility. And part of what made that event so much fun, in addition to just like taking a look at new products, was that we got to like compete against one another, right? And not in like a, look, you know, oh, I'm going to dominate you and you're going to, I just, you know, it's a very like friendly and fun and, like, meaningful way to put our skills to use. And I think we're going to see more of that. There's a lot of competitions out there right now. Most local gun ranges are running, so I don't know, anywhere between like 4 to 6 matches per month, depending on the, you know, where you live. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that and more guns and gear and companies dedicated to not just the shooting sports, but the training to get people up to the level that they want to be at.
Well, and as soon as people start shooting in any type of competition, they start looking at the gear that can make them better in that type of competition, whether that's high-end optics that we were talking about earlier on the show, or recoil reduction devices, you know, comped guns or suppressors or whatever that is. I mean, hell, you're going to a night vision match. That's got to be a whole nother level of crazy.
Oh, yeah. We're talking like, you know, LAMs, laser aiming modules. The tubes themselves are probably anywhere. Depending on how fancy you want to get, you can spend like as little as $2,500 for a simple night vision device. Or you can take out a loan for a brand new truck and buy yourself a can of amazing.
Like you said, and look, guys, this world of guns is wide and it's deep. You can go deep. Thanks for being on with us. This has been a whole lot of fun. All right, we will be back with more Gun Talk.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. IC Cars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The murder of Lakin Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Lakin did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Saving money while traveling. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, you can avoid expensive roaming charges and the hassle of buying local data plans with an always mobile eSIM. So what is an eSIM? We asked Mike Stanford, founder and president of Always Mobile.
Everyone, I think, is familiar with the SIM cards that they have in their phone, those little tiny chips that slide into the side of your phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a SIM card, and it basically tells the mobile network that you're connected to who you are and authenticates you to use that network. What an eSIM is just a digital version of that SIM card. It's a snippet of software that you can download into most Android and iPhones and allowing you to connect to that network.
Tomorrow, more on how an Always Mobile eSIM can save you money.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What were the biggest stories of the year?
Has Donald Trump set up an economic powerhouse for the coming year? We'll answer these questions and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Hey, welcome back to Gun Talk. Yeah, Luke is a great guy. Filling in, if you're just tuning in, you got Ryan Gresham, you got Kevin, you got Chris, you got Team Gun Talk here. And we're wrapping up the year. We made it to the end of the year. It's amazing. But we're talking about traveling with guns. And there is, it's really not that hard, but it's It's kind of fun when you get gun guys together, because those of us who've done a lot of traveling, you end up with stories about this. And if you know, typically, you know more than the airlines know about their own policy. One of the weird ones is Delta. Delta started putting zip ties on all of the checked guns on their flights. Now, it's their policy. They can do that. But also, when you get the bag, you can just cut the zip ties off. And KJ, you've done it, right?
Oh, yeah. I've cut them off. But I've gotten in the habit now. You can find these on Amazon. Just jump over there. But they're like reversible zip ties. And so I will pre-zip tie everything to look like a responsible citizen. But little do they know, I don't need to cut them. I can just unzip it.
Just and, a little and we're good. Tab and you can unzip tie.
Yeah, hit the little tab. And I'll do that if I don't. Like, so you're talking about airlines that have restrictions on, like, if there's four holes, you need to have four locks. Well, some of them don't have that, and I'll only take two locks, but I'll take those reversible zip ties, and I'll go ahead and zip tie them completely.
Well, it
shut.
Also, it does give you a little level of security as well. I mean, it's,
right.
It just
why
helps
not?
Hold the case
yeah.
closed. I mean, if something was to break, a tab or a lock or whatever.
Hold on a second. You're talking about an airline breaking bags? That just doesn't happen.
They don't cut the locks off of gun cases.
Oh, my
that
God.
That doesn't ever happen. That hasn't happened to people I know.
No.
Happened to you in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They cut the locks off of your case.
Yeah.
And they put your destroyed locks inside your case and say, thanks, we had to get in there. Because it looked like there was a gun in there. Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
I declared it.
I'm sorry. I almost wanted a curse on that one. No kidding.
Chris?
Yeah, I've experienced most of it. I mean, I've experienced it all. I taught flying armed. I flew armed as a federal officer. And so, therefore, I taught flying armed. And I taught flying with guns in your baggage. So, I'm familiar with it. I've seen just about all of it. And I try to tell people, I say, listen, no matter how many guns are in my bag, I say I have a gun in the bag. Ooh. I don't say I have guns. And listen, when you go there and you do this, act confident. You act like you know what you need. I have to declare a firearm. I got a gun in my bag. It's in a locked box with locks on it. I need the paperwork.
Yeah.
And they look at you and they go, okay.
And it's a little card.
Yes.
You fill out, you sign it, you fill out, you know, your name, your address, whatever. It's really, it can be that easy. I find that most of the gate agents don't want to mess with your guns.
Not anymore.
No.
They kind of like, okay, they'll even say, is it loaded? Because they have to ask you that. They don't check it.
And
they don't pick up.
I am unloaded. I say it's
right.
Unloaded too.
Yeah,
to start out. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
It kind of helps put them at ease a little bit.
Yeah, it's unloaded. It's in a locked box. It's packed in accordance with your rules and regulations. And they say, okay. But, yeah, if it's a long case, that's going to travel by itself. They're going to make you put that small card inside of that long case. If it's just if it's a pistol box, a hard case in your suitcase, then they're going to just tape it to the outside. Generally, somebody might
yeah.
say, but it has been a fortnight since I've had anybody say, well, I need to check to see if it's unloaded.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't happen so much anymore.
No, hopefully they don't want to, and they probably are instructed, don't touch the guns.
And I would probably throw in there, if you're unsure, print out the regulations that
bring it with you,
that they put forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you do that and they have questions, you say, well, here are your rules, and that's what I'm going by.
And it's not a lengthy thing that's in there either. It's really just a small page
that
says exactly what needs to be done, and you will have no problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want it.
No problem.
I really don't want it. People to listen to this and go, oh my gosh, that sounds like such a headache. It really isn't. We just happen to travel a bunch with firearms. So you accumulate those stories. This is not the norm.
Yeah.
And I even go to the extent where I will put chamber flags in my guns. I don't lock the slide open or anything like that, but I'll put a chamber flag in there because if they can see it in the X-ray and it gives them a little peace of mind so they don't cut my locks off.
Sure.
That's cool. Because I'm not a chamber flag guy.
Yeah. But it kind of prevents a headache from later.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Chris, Luke was talking about the variation in quality of ammo, and in particular, he's talking about rimfire. I know you shoot a ton of .22, and we always say that probably more than any other round, 22 ammo has the most variation in quality and performance and like what your gun likes. I mean, what kind of stuff have you experienced?
Well, I can tell you this, that he's correct about during the crunch, I did buy a bunch of 22 ammo, and I've never shot more inaccurate or more prone to malfunction ammo.
No kidding.
So that's a fact, and I even have it on my shelf in my garage. It says shoot first because I'm trying to get out of it.
Really?
Yeah. So there's that. Ammo that malfunctions your firearm. There's also the idea that when you are trying to shoot a bunch of different 22, especially in a long gun, and for me, because I'm an accuracy shooter with a pistol, if you're going to change ammos and try to find it, shoot 10, shoot a magazine, shoot 20, and then expect things to change. Because that 22 ammo is all coated differently, is all different. The barrel does take seasoning to it, and it will function differently. So if we're out there shooting a gun for something we're doing on Guns and Gear, and we switch ammo, I shoot half a box through it before I decide that doesn't work too.
Yeah. I probably underestimated how much variation there is in an ammo and gun combo. Until we started doing more stuff the last few years and going, yeah, there's been times, and I think recently when I was trying to sight in a gun for hunting, going, this ammo is just kind of wild all over the place. And then my gun didn't like it or whatever the deal was, but try different ammo, figure out what your gun likes.
Yeah, and it was funny because you walked in with that box and I said, oh, no, you don't want to get a zero with that. I mean, it's great for going out and training class. Mm, yeah. It's cheap ammo.
Yeah.
So we use it to punch holes in paper, shoot at 100 yards.
Yeah. But don't use your cheap ammo for hunting. Don't use cheap ammo in your carry gun. I mean, as Tom Gresham likes to say, he's been saying for years, you don't want to be the one with the cheap parachute, okay? We're not going for value-priced parachutes here. This is a life-saving device. Or if you're taking a bunch of time and money to go hunting, you want it to work. We're going to continue this conversation with more gun talk right after this.
Ruger RXM upgrade? Timney Triggers has you covered with their newest trigger. Introducing the Alpha RXM, Timney's solution for shooters who are looking to get more from their handgun. Through an improved trigger design, the Alpha RXM trigger delivers a crisp, clean 3-pound pull that will aid you in being more accurate with your handgun. Learn more about the trigger by visiting Timney's website, timneytriggers.com.
Put all your gear on that you carry, and then roll around on the ground. Now get up. All your gear that's on the ground, that's what you're not going to have in a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation.
What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting. Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
Your reticle. Whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk podcast.
When accuracy matters and adaptability counts, the CZ-USA 600 Plus rifle delivers. With 5 different models, the CZ-600 Plus lineup offers a shooting platform for any shooter. Whether you're in the field, on the range, or chasing tight groups in competition, built for precision and engineered for flexibility, the platform is easily adjustable for different configurations, and shooters can fine-tune their trigger pull weight for a truly custom feel. The CZ-600 Plus. Precision your way.
All right, welcome back to Gun Talk. Guys, we're talking about guns that were cool this year, and we're talking about testing with different ammo and all this stuff. Because we get in a lot of guns and optics and ammo and all the gear, and we have to set it all up, we kind of see the variation in maybe perhaps in quality or weird combinations of this ammo with that gun. But my question is, for someone who's going out and buying a gun, Chris, what should be the fair expectation of how much tinkering should you have to do? Because some people love to tinker. Like, let's buy 5 or 6 different types of ammo and see which one my gun works. And some people love to, mount optics and try different things. But should a gun just out of the box shoot fine and work fine? Or is it like, well, this magazine needs a little fitment? Or these, you know, this optic didn't exactly mount perfectly to this pistol.
Oh, there's, well, when it comes to handguns, I would say one box of ammo, a good quality practice ammo, full metal jacket, everything should be fine. All right. If you want to refine it, then you can start trying different things because they will group differently, reference to size and location. But when it comes to rifles, man, don't buy all your eggs before they've hatched. I mean, don't buy it all that ammo and then say, this is what I'm going to have for this gun because I really like this box. The picture is cool, and I love X brand.
It has a whitetail on it, and I'm going to need a whitetail.
Well, I think most people get into that just they habit buy. They buy out of habit. Like, well, my dad used this, or someone told me this. And I don't think it's tinkering. I think it's just doing the responsible thing, and because we want to be as accurate as possible out in the field or in the home.
How many people, you're right, they say, well, but I've always shot this Remington ammo or this Hornady ammo or whatever. Or my buddy said that this Federal Terminal Ascent is great, which, by the way, it is generally. But you got to figure out what your gun likes, especially when it comes to rifles.
Yeah, I like Luke, I spent a lot of time writing. I wrote for Guns and Ammo for a while. I did a lot of ammo testing and accuracy testing, and I can tell you that there were times when nothing worked right because it was just the gun. And there were other times when everything worked great, and there were other times when it took a while when I would take the 5 that I thought I was going to use, and I'd have to go to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd find it.
So I guess my question kind of following that would be, at what point does someone say, yes, it's the gun?
Well, you got to be a shooter.
Well, what's the expectation, right? Well,
right.
And we're talking about this. Yeah, that's what you're saying, Chris. You got to be a shooter. So if you say, well, what is my expectation? Well, have you ever shot a one-inch group at 100 yards?
Right.
Are you capable of it? And if not, then a two-inch group or whatever it is, okay, what are you capable of, and what do you need it to do? You're setting up in a box blind on a feeder at 100 yards. I'm not going to have more than a 100-yard shot where I'm hunting. Okay, fine. But, you know, one thing I wanted to add is it's not just guns and ammo. We've seen a lot of variety and quality with optics. And there are some very inexpensive optics that exist out there. And not say, you know, there are a lot of optics that are made from overseas, and they're very good.
Mm-hmm.
There are also ones that are very bad. No way to sugarcoat it. And that's a big deal because you can go, well, this is a really accurate gun. But if you put a $100 optic that doesn't sign in and doesn't, I mean, literally the crosshairs are moving in recoil. That can happen, right, Chris? You've seen it.
Yeah, hey, Jay, and I don't expect after adjusting any optic for it to impact exactly. We don't expect this. We don't expect it to impact exactly right. Send another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there it is all of a sudden. And then there's been times, KJ, that we were out there that we changed ammo, we changed suppressor, we changed optics, and then found out that the top rail on the gun was loose because it came from the factory and the screws just weren't torqued down.
Right.
So you do, what you're saying is you do have to check. You cannot assume that the pick rail on your gun is tightened or even you buy a rifle that's a scope rifle combo. Don't assume that the rings are correct or whatever. You kind of need to check everything out.
Well, you know what they say about assuming. Somewhere down the line, someone messed up. I mean, that's essentially what we're talking about, right?
And it's strange because just the other day, I took apart another rifle to change the scope, and I thought, I'm going to change the base, check the base. And don't you know, I got a little bit out of each one of them.
It's just a little screw movement.
And that's going to come apart over time in shooting.
Well, here's another one for you, is that a lot of customization goes on with firearms. We want to have stuff be ours. So we send it off to have it Cerakoted, like I did the Sig Cross that I have.
Okay.
And get it back, and it never really shot right again. And I kind of was like, I guess that's just what this gun is. It's a 2-inch gun.
Really?
At 100 yards, and that's all I'm going to get out of it. Chris goes,
you didn't hear this story?
You didn't hear this one? Oh, my gosh. So we're sitting there on the range just fine-tuning it before youth deer season because the neighbor kid's going to shoot this gun. And I'm just like, Chris, this is what this gun is. And I go, and I lean into the bipod because I'm shooting it with a bipod. Lean into the bipod, and Chris goes, hold on a second.
Yeah. I stopped him, and I said,
he goes, do that again.
That's out of my
crazy.
Because you're more perceptive in your peripheral, right? So I'm looking through the spotting scope, and I see the whole barrel inside the handguard move like a half an inch.
Yeah.
Wow.
The whole
barrel
thing.
The barrel affected by pressing into the bipod.
The whole gun was loose.
Whole gun.
Everything from the rail to the handguard.
Because it had been taken apart for Cerakoting and then put back together.
Not to factory specs.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And so the gun that I always thought was, you know, oh, it's just not a great
what
gun.
Happened after you tightened it up?
Shoot great.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, when you get something back from a gunsmith, maybe check and see. Because, yeah, I mean, it's a gunsmith. Maybe they're doing well, but maybe he never had his assistants put it back together.
Right.
For time. All right. Well, I mean, these are things that hopefully help people out when you're setting up your gun, your new gun you got for Christmas. Go test it out. You know what? This is an opportunity to shoot more ammo, which is not a bad thing. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to what I call reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
60 seconds of service.
After surviving severe health challenges and addiction, Nestor Serrano, a U.S. Army veteran, credits the Orlando VA with giving him a second chance at life. Now he spends his time volunteering in the same spaces where he once received care, guiding incoming patients, supporting families, and offering reassurance to those who feel uncertain about treatment. Serrano's lived experience allows him to connect meaningfully with others navigating hardship. He describes his volunteer work as both fulfilling and healing.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What were the biggest stories of the year? Has Donald Trump set up an economic powerhouse for the coming year? We'll answer these questions and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Hey, welcome back to Gun Talk. Across the coast, we're on 300-something radio stations, and we thank every single one of them for airing this show, because, honestly, this was kind of one of the original ways that we're starting to hear a national conversation about guns. where it wasn't happening in 30 years ago in newspapers, it wasn't happening on television, and so this is before social media, and so we're still doing it. I'm your guest host, Brian Gresham. We've got KJ, we've got Chris here, Team Gun Talk, and guys, we're talking about end of the year, looking into next year, shooting goals, personal shooting goals, because we're all about shooting, improving, and training around here. So what say you, Chris Serino? You have a shooting goal for next year?
I do. First and foremost, I'm going to really try to shoot some more matches because matches is where you vet your skills. My second one is I look at that shooting bench in my backyard all the time, and I think about all the tiny targets and all the easy shots I've got out there. I'm going to bring out some more props, and I'm going to get off the bench, and I'm going to start shooting some of my unconventional positions off a barricade, off of those props. And I want to improve my ability to shoot on the fly.
I love it.
Well, and your yoga is going to really help with getting into those positions.
You ain't lying.
I mean, really, that's a thing.
And, oh, it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
And staying limber, staying fit, that will help in your shooting, everybody. I'm sorry. I know the bullet reaches out to far distances, but when they say get into prone right now, you have 5 seconds to engage a target. You got to be able to drop into prone.
Yeah.
KJ, what about you?
So I'm going to shoot more NRL hunter matches. I think I've already got maybe 3 on the books that I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I do the RO thing. Like if you go in and you do an RO, you can shoot the day before the match starts.
He means volunteer as a ring.
Yes. Volunteer.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I want to shoot more of those. I think last year I hit 5 last year. I'd like to shoot a couple more. But this year, and I told Chris this, I yelled it across the hall. I said, Chris, pistol shooting this year, and I'm going to shoot at least, and I know it's not a lot, but I have to start somewhere. I want to shoot at least 2 pistol matches this year. Like that's my main goal.
Yeah. I would say that competition would be a goal for me. I mean, I've dabbled, but never been real consistent on it. I would like to shoot a pistol match. And I'd like to get out and do another long-range rifle course because, KJ, you and I were up at Vortex Edge, and it was kind of like, you kind of remember how to do it, but, after 2 or 3 days of a course, you feel pretty tuned up and familiar with your gear and your setup, and then a year or two goes by, and you're like, yeah, how does this work again? I mean, I kind of remember how this works, but just trying to keep those skills fresh.
Yeah, and I'm setting goals for my kids too. And this year I really would want my oldest son to go to and shoot a skills division at a NRL hunter competition.
And that's like the basic entry level
way to get help on the fly. Like you've got guys helping you out. You can coach them up.
And anybody could do that.
Anybody.
Skill.
Kids, women, like new shooters. Season shooters, like everybody can do that. Go shoot a skilled division and you can really improve your skills.
Yeah, I mean, better than, it's September. I guess we have to sight in the hunting rifle and shoot 4 shots off the bench and then go sit in a deer stand.
I guess it's good.
Why did I miss that deer? Well,
because you suck.
Because you have 1 box of ammo and years later you still haven't gone through it all.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, I challenge you if you're listening to this. Set a goal or 2 in your personal shooting. You can improve, you can have a lot of fun, you can learn some new skills, and maybe, impress your friends. Also, we should probably all bring someone out there and start teaching a little bit more. Thanks for listening. That's it for us. We'll see you next time.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free, and you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Democrats are crying foul because Congress was not notified in advance about the top secret quick strike in Venezuela to extract strongman Nicolas Maduro.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio was asked by NBC's Meet the Press why the Trump administration didn't seek approval from Congress before carrying out an attack on Venezuela's mainland.
This was not an action that required congressional approval. In fact, it couldn't require congressional approval because this was not an invasion. This is not an extended military operation. This is a very precise operation that involved a couple of hours of action. It was a very delicate operation, too.
Rubio says the U.S. is going to give Venezuela time to address challenges that existed during the Maduro regime.
Until they address it, they will continue to face this oil quarantine. They will continue to face pressure from the United States. We will continue to target drug boats if they try to run towards the United States.
I'm Donna Water.
Well, following the recent renaming of the Kennedy Center to include Donald Trump's name, several artists have canceled their scheduled performances, citing political objections. Well, Center President Rick Grenell says some cancellations have been influenced by outreach from CNN and the Washington Post encouraging folks to boycott. Grenell has a message for the liberal performers and writers who hate President Trump.
Shows that were booked under the previous regime saying we don't want to be a part of something that has Donald Trump's name on it. Fine. If you can't perform for conservatives, I don't really think you're an artist. I think artists perform for everyone regardless of how they believe and who they vote for. And so we're getting rid of all these people that want to have some sort of a litmus test to say, I'm only going to perform for people who believe like me.
More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Iran's supreme leader addressing the ongoing protest, insisting that, quote, the rioters must be put in their place.
His comments may signal a more aggressive approach by authorities. The protests, sparked by Iran's struggling economy, have continued for a week. On Saturday, violence surrounding the demonstrations killed more people, thus raising the death toll. The protests are the largest since 2022.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting the death toll now has reached at least 15. Iran's government signaling a willingness to negotiate, but economic challenges persist. Gunmen killing at least 30 villagers and abducting several others in northern Nigeria's Niger state. That attack occurring Saturday night when the gunmen opened fire on residents and burned down the local market. Also, a number of homes were destroyed by fire. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, several economic reports are due this week, including the job market, job openings, unemployment report, and wages. Also due reports on the U.S. trade deficit, factory orders, and consumer credit. Economist Steve Moore says the Trump administration recognizes it needs to convince Americans that things really are improving.
In politics, perception is reality.
perception is reality. So Trump is going to have to persuade Americans, and he's, I think, doing a pretty good job of it. Hey, things are going really well right now, and you're going to start to feel it in your pocketbook.
Moore says there has been an extraordinary economic turnaround during President Trump's first year back in the Oval Office.
I think Trump is doing a great job. I as an economist, have to say, I'm surprised that he's been able to fix the economy as quickly as he has.
Moore was appearing on SRN News. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's 11 days shorter than the solar year. So that's why the Chinese and the ancient Hebrews added leap months. In the Jewish tradition, there's a month called Adar, but every two or three years they add a second Adar as a leap month so that you can kind of catch up. And that's why the dates of holidays vary from year to year. And the moon has exerted a profound influence on humans since time immemorial. There's the notion of something called lunacy. Lunacy comes from the Latin word luna, which means moon. And you know the expression, it must be a full moon? Well, when I was working during my medical training in the emergency room, it would seem that on full moon nights, we'd see a lot more crazy stuff. Statistics show that there are more motorcycle fatalities. There's evidence that there might be more violent crime during the full moon. But there's also a lot to do with women's fertility and women's menstrual cycles. There's an article here that says that women have a cultural and symbolic connection with the moon, which is associated with femininity, intuition, and cycles. The moon is often designated as a female entity, right? The sun may be more male, the moon more female. And there may be a strong link between lunar phases and menstruation. And so it was that researchers just performed a big study entitled Synchronization of Women's Menstruation with the Moon, with the conclusion that it's decreased over the years, but remains detectable when gravitational pull is strong. And what that has to do with, according to the authors of this very comprehensive study, it has to do with something that happened around 2010, which is the widespread replacement of old-fashioned light bulbs, incandescent lights, with LEDs. LEDs emit a very narrow spectrum of artificial light, rich in the blue spectrum, but lacking other elements of natural light. And what they say here is, here we analyzed long-term menstrual records of individual women from the past 24 years and compared them with records from the past century. Yes, women, sometimes in diaries, they denoted their menstrual cycles, perhaps for reasons of tracking fertility, natural birth control, but also to optimize the chances of conception. We show that women's menstrual cycles recorded before the introduction of LEDs in 2010 and the extensive use of smartphones significantly synchronized with the moon, well, those after 2010 coupled to the moon mostly only in January. What's happening in January? Well, in January, there's a high concordance between the gravity of the moon, sun, and the earth, and that may be sufficient to trigger the coupling of the moon cycle with menstruation. But the rest of the year, there's too much artificial light at night that impinges on the synchronization of the moon cycles with menstrual cycles. They say, before 2010, there was a clear entrainment to the full or new moon at the individual and population level. After 2010, when artificial light at night increased markedly, this entrainment was no longer detectable. Nevertheless, it persisted when the gravitational forces of the moon and sun were aligned and mutually reinforcing, particularly during the solstices in December and January. And, you know, there's a little astrophysics and astronomy that's involved there. We conclude that humans are affected by the luminescence cycles and also the gravity cycles of the moon, with the menstrual cycles aligning with the moon at its fullest extent. Furthermore, we hypothesize that in ancient times, human reproductive behavior was synchronous with the moon. You think of all the fertility rites that had to do with moon worship, but that our modern lifestyle, particularly our increased exposure to artificial light at night, artificial light from our phones, but also the wrong kind of narrow spectrum junk light that comes from our LEDs, has altered this relationship. So this has implications not just for menstrual cycles and fertility, but it also has to do with our circadian rhythms. There are more and more people with sleep problems. Circadian rhythms have profound impacts on many of our functions. It's even suspected that disruption of circadian rhythms may have something to do with the increased incidence of cancer among young people who are completely disconnected from natural light and their sleep cycles are totally artificial. And so, interesting article that talks about how it once was when we were in tune with nature and how it's come to be when we're completely detached from natural cycles. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant all year long. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. Don't let another year go by feeling less than your best. Grab 35% off your one-month subscription of MitoPure gummies at timeline.com/Hoffman35. That's timeline.com/Hoffman35 for 35% off your one-month subscription. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. So that's the number that you call if you want to come directly into the doctor's office. So let's hear one of those calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I was diagnosed with cataracts, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. Is there anything I can do to stave off the darkness that is enveloping me? Thank you for any help.
Okay. You know, this is a triple whammy. It's the trifecta of eye problems. These are the three major ways that people can lose sight. And they're age-related problems, degenerative problems. And they can occur separately and individually, or they can coincide. So the tricky problem, I mean, you can operate on cataracts. It can be a complete fix. You know, you can put in an intraocular lens, and you can have perfect 20/20 vision, and it's all good. But when you have glaucoma, at the same time you have cataracts, it makes the operation a little bit more tricky. You can have a combined procedure where you have the cataracts fixed and a new artificial lens implanted at the same time that you fix the glaucoma and improve the flow in the eye. But it's a little trickier procedure. Macular degeneration, completely different thing. So this is kind of beyond the Bugs Bunny theory of protect your eyes with vitamin A. The notion that you can just eat a healthy diet and your eyes will be fine. Yes, that's important. And there are various formulas for macular degeneration, including zeaxanthin with zinc, DHA and other nutrients that slow the progression of macular degeneration, lutein as well. That's the so-called ARIDS formula, which is helpful for slowing the progression of macular degeneration. But it's not likely to have that much of an impact on your cataracts or your glaucoma. In general, you know, as with many conditions, it's, you know, your overall health. If you have diabetes, metabolic syndrome, if you're out of tune in your body, your eyes may suffer. So optimize in general in terms of your diet, your weight, your exercise, and that could have a positive impact. But this is a complicated situation, and you got to work on all three fronts to slow the potential for impending blindness. Yeah, it's kind of triple whammy that you have. This item, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. In contrast to smoking a lot of pot, CBD, which is a cannabinoid, is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to their wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels. Rather than introducing a synthetic hormone or various stimulants, Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more, to order, and find out about all the products at pluscbdoil.com, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula. So, on the one hand, I'm a big fan of CBD, which is gentle, not hallucinogenic, has many benefits, but I am not a big fan of the move to push for legalization and more easy availability to pot. New study, nearly half of drivers killed in crashes had THC in their blood. So it turns out young people, especially, drinking less alcohol but consuming more marijuana-related products. THC-impaired driving deaths are soaring, and legalization hasn't slowed the trend. In fact, it's increased the trend. In a review of 246 deceased drivers, 42% tested positive for THC in their blood. And the high rate of THC positivity remained consistent over 6 years. Messaging around the dangers of smoking cannabis and driving needs to be stronger. And we have a lot of evidence of the harms associated with pot smoking. A recent study suggests that smoking marijuana is associated with a fourfold higher risk of diabetes. The studies suggest that indeed it has a negative effect on the lungs, on the heart. There's a lot not to like about pot smoking. Marijuana users under age 50 who were free of cardiovascular disease were 6 times as likely to suffer a heart attack compared to non-users. They were at a fourfold increased risk of stroke. So on the one hand, while I'm a fan of hemp-derived natural products available over the counter, CBD, for example, pot is increasingly causing a deadly toll, especially among our younger people. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Kids don't just bring home homework. They bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them. They spread to the whole household.
That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark's is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where ICCars.com comes in. ICCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, ICCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit ICCars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's ICCars.com.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And our number is 877-726-8255. That gets you into the doctor's office to pose a question. So let's hear one of those.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I have a question regarding my blood pressure, and I take my blood pressure every several days or so. My diastolic is always between 68 to about 79, and my pulse is usually like between 48 to about 56 or so. My systolic, though, will range anywhere from 112 to 160. But my diastolic is always between 68 and 78 or so. I'll be 71 soon. I just wanted to know if that's of any concern or anything.
Okay, so yeah, that's an interesting question, and I think it's relevant to a lot of people because as you get older, the difference between your diastolic and your systolic tends to increase. And that has to do with something that's commonly referred to as hardening of the arteries. The arteries become less flexible, and that's reflected as a decreased ability of the arteries to stretch when the blood is pumped, and thereby there's increased systolic pressure when the blood vessels can, you know, more or less relax, but they can't stretch as well. It's stiffening of the arteries, literally. And, you know, just as, you know, your joints may stiffen, so too does the connective tissue in your arteries stiffen sometimes. And, but this is also sometimes what you refer to is something called labile blood pressure, which is that the systolic isn't always high. It's sometimes quite good, quite normal, but at times it shoots up. And when we look at labile blood pressure that's kind of erratic, we want to kind of look at, you know, what's the underlying cause of that? And usually it has to do with the nervous system that is either in a relaxed state or in an alarm state, a fight or flight state. So efforts to address labile blood pressure, you can take medication. Beta blockers block the sympathetic nervous system and can be effective for labile blood pressure, but they can slow you down. And they may reduce the benefits of exercise. You know, certainly exercise is a good way to deal with labile blood pressure because under exercise, you actually, under controlled conditions, you raise your blood pressure, but you also train your body to relax after the exercise stops and you stretch your arteries and you adapt to the stress. But you may also want to consider various forms of, say, yoga, meditation, mindfulness exercises, things that deal with stress, because stress can have an impact on that. When you have blood pressure where, you know, both are high, it could be something related to your kidneys, or you might be consuming too much in the way of salt. But when it bounces around like that, it suggests that your nervous system is kind of on a loose trigger, and at various times you release a lot of adrenaline and cortisol that may send your blood pressure up. And apropos of that, I've got an alert here from the Food and Drug Administration. Okay? Do not use unauthorized devices for measuring blood pressure. It's an FDA safety communication dated September 16, 2025. And that's apropos of I've got an Apple Watch. And I use the Apple Watch, you know, sometimes to get messages, but I mostly use it for sports. It counts my laps in the pool. It tells me how far I've swum. When I do open water swims, it tells me how far I've run. It tells me what my pulse rate is. While all that's going on, I can glance at my watch, and that is helpful in terms of gauging how strenuous my workout is or whether I'm getting a cardiovascular benefit. Unfortunately, my Apple Watch, as with many devices, the battery's conking out, and I've had to recharge it more frequently, and I was thinking of getting a new Apple Watch upgrade, and I noticed that the new Apple Watches, some of them, give you information about your blood pressure, but that's kind of peculiar because I've always believed that wrist blood pressure determination isn't very accurate. You know, some devices even use finger blood pressure determination. That's certainly not been scientifically vetted. And so I did a little research on this, and it turns out that the Apple Watch and other wearables, they have been developed to give you a warning that you might have high blood pressure, but they're not designed to render a record of your blood pressure. They're not like an ambulatory blood pressure monitor, which would be something that you put around your arm and periodically would inflate and check your blood pressure. That's the most accurate way still to check blood pressure, but it's kind of obtrusive. So, yeah, use a wrist method to check blood pressure. It's not yet ready for prime time. The FDA says do not use unauthorized blood pressure devices, including software features on wearables such as smartwatches and smart rings that claim to measure blood pressure. These devices may be sold through online marketplaces or directly from the seller. And these are not just through fly-by-night merchants. We're talking about things like the Apple Watch. Now, the Apple Watch is careful for legal reasons not to make claims that it's a medical device. It's an FDA-cleared device. Notice the word cleared means that it's not approved, but they say it's okay for providing alerts. It's based on technology that correlates your pulse form, because they do have a way of deriving your pulse rate from your wrist. That works pretty accurately. And based on thousands of records, they've developed an algorithm that can predict the likelihood of high blood pressure, but not necessarily demonstrate exactly what your blood pressure is from time to time. And it's merely a warning that suggests that you might check your blood pressure the right way or go see a doctor who can do it the right way. They say that the FDA has become aware of unauthorized products being marketed to consumers through routine monitoring the medical device market. The agency is taking steps to address unlawfully marketed unauthorized blood pressure devices, including software features on wearables such as smartwatches and smart rings that claim to measure blood pressure. So, yeah, that's a bit of a problem. Still, I'm going to get the new Apple Watch because I need a new battery. And, you know, kind of fun to play around with some of the new features. Folks, I've always considered CoQ10 to be one of my core supplements. It's a powerful antioxidant that supports energy production and heart health, targeting the mitochondria. Well, if you want a 1-2 punch for your mitochondria, consider this. You can combine CoQ10 with NT-factor lipids in a breakthrough formula scientifically proven to repair and restore your mitochondrial membranes, because when they're healthy, your body can fully utilize CoQ10. New research shows that NT-factor lipids will improve the utilization of CoQ10 by more than 200%. So, especially if you're on a statin, because statins deplete CoQ10 levels, you definitely want to consider a product like NT-factor with CoQ10. And many brands fail to deliver the full benefits because they're not combined with NT-factor that increases CoQ10's bioavailability. NT-factor with CoQ10 is a powerful combination, helps you feel your best and reduces fatigue and signs of aging. For a limited time, buy one bottle of NT-factor with CoQ10, get a second bottle free. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't settle for ordinary CoQ10 upgraded formula that I recommend. NT-factor with CoQ10. All right. This item, you know, these days there's this thing called integrative oncology. And integrative oncology is not designed to supplant conventional oncology, because if you're faced with a difficult cancer decision, in contrast to maybe 50 years ago, I mean, the techniques were so damaging. You have very high-dose chemo, very radical surgery, often making you miserable before you were going to die anyway. So you would take the path of an alternative cancer therapy. These days, I personally believe, and we're definitely not there yet, because, you know, hundreds of thousands of people succumb to cancer every year. So we're not near to the point where we can cure cancer, but we have better ways of treating cancer, more subtle ways of treating cancer. And among the new developments is something called immunotherapy, with drugs with strange names like Keytruda and Opdivo. You even see ads for these sometimes on TV. So in the past, nutritional or integrative oncology had to do with what to take or not take when you're getting chemo or radiation, right? And often And I've had this problem a lot with patients who wanted advice about cancer. Their oncologists at major centers like Memorial Sloan Kettering, they would say, don't take any supplements. Don't take anything because it could interfere with the chemo or radiation. Well, it turns out some things can indeed interfere with chemo or radiation efficacy, and some things actually protect the body from the harmful effects of the radiation chemotherapy while not hampering their efficacy. And some may support immunity and have nothing to do whatsoever with the chemo or the radiation. So that was the place where integrative oncology could shine. Integrative, using the best of high tech and the best of natural together in battling cancer. Immunotherapy is new, however, and we don't know precisely what works and what doesn't work with these new therapies. It's relatively new. What we do know is that, and there are interesting studies that suggest that the microbiome may influence the effectiveness of immunotherapy. So this is an intriguing area. If we can enhance the bacterial balance within the intestinal tract, improve microbial diversity, we can enhance the benefit of immunotherapy, which, after all, works on harnessing the body's own immune system to fight the cancer. Here's a new article. A common supplement could supercharge cancer treatments. And by that, we mean immunotherapies. We're not talking chemotherapy. We're not talking radiation. A common vision-protecting nutrient. Remember, I'm talking to somebody about macular degeneration earlier. Common vision-protecting nutrient, zeaxanthin, often combined with lutein. You ever hear lutein and zeaxanthin? They're kind of partners in supporting the macula of the eye to slow the progression of macular degeneration. Turns out zeaxanthin also helps immune cells fight cancer more effectively. The researchers say, we were surprised to find that zeaxanthin, already known for its role in eye health, has a completely new function boosting anti-tumor immunity. It directly enhances the activity of CD8 T cells, a crucial type of immune cell that targets and kills tumor cells. And what they say is that whether it's your natural immunity or whether it's your immunotherapy enhanced immunity, our data shows that zeaxanthin improves both the natural and engineered T cell responses, which suggests high potential for patients undergoing immunotherapy. So integrative oncology, a developing field, but if you are undergoing cancer treatment, that does not preclude the use of targeted nutritional supplements under the guidance of someone who really knows when to hold and when to fold with various nutrient support. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
I've always considered CoQ10 to be one of my core supplements. It's a powerful antioxidant that supports energy production and heart health.
Supplementing with CoQ10 is especially important if you're on a statin because statins deplete CoQ10 levels. But not all CoQ10 supplements are created equal. Many brands fail to deliver the full benefits. But new research shows that NT-factor lipids will improve the utilization of CoQ10 by more than 200%. That's why Nutritional Therapeutics created CoQ10 with NT-factor lipids, a breakthrough formula scientifically proven to repair and restore your mitochondrial membranes. Because when they're healthy, your body can fully utilize CoQ10. I don't go a day without NT-factor. Together with CoQ10, it's a powerful combination that helps you feel your best and reduces fatigue and signs of aging. For a limited time, buy one bottle of NT-Factor with CoQ10 and get a second bottle free. Just go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com. Don't settle for ordinary CoQ10. Upgrade to the formula that I recommend, NT-Factor with CoQ10.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter, and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We talk about supplements here on Intelligent Medicine. You can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full-script dispensary at DrHoffmanStore.com. You can find all the esoteric things that we refer to here, some of the things that are very hard to find elsewhere. These are the very same supplements that I recommend and take myself, and I order through FullScript because of its convenience, and it is high quality and economical at the same time. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's talk about the health benefits of grandparenting. And we know that, you know, for a lot of folks in my age cohort, Having grandchildren in the family is just so fulfilling, has a great impact on our mental and emotional health, and it works the other way too. And there's an evolutionary reason that humans reproduce, because a lot of animals reproduce and then they die. You know, like fish lay eggs, salmon spawn, they lay eggs and then they die. There's not a lot of salmon grandparents to raise future generations. But there is an evolutionary adaptation in humans where we live to a longer age beyond our reproductive capacity. And there may be evolutionary reasons for that, because it turns out that children who share healthy, consistent relationships with their grandparents are 30% less likely to suffer from depression. And even more, these children tend to develop higher levels of empathy and show significantly lower stress hormone levels compared to peers without such relationships. Grandparents have a unique role. They provide a unique kind of love and guidance, unlike parents where, you know, there's a lot of discipline and intensive one-on-one care. Grandparents have a little bit of a different role. They provide a sense of security rooted in their experience, right? They have stories. They provide historical context, and their presence offers children stability and emotional support, particularly during times of stress. It's a safe space where kids feel understood and valued. And there's actually a biological correlate to that. There's lower cortisol levels, which are recorded in children who see their grandparents regularly. So it doesn't just feel good. It actually can create emotional resilience and optimize brain chemistry. So those intergenerational bonds are crucial. All right, I had to get a safety inspection for my car. It's like an annual ritual, so I brought my car in, and I dropped it off, and then I came home, and I did a podcast, and then they called me up. They said the car was ready, and I went to pick up the car. And so it was a little courtesy. They said, okay, here's your car, and they offer you a little bottle of water. You know, it's kind of a little nice thing, you know, here's a little bottle of water. Now, they have water. You know, they have drinking fountains there, but drinking fountains are kind of passe, so they offer you a little plastic bottle of water. Here's some new research that reveals what's hiding in bottled water. Scientists estimated bottled water drinkers swallow up to 90,000 more microplastic particles per year than those who stick to tap water. Somehow we've decided that tap water is not good, but bottled water is superior. A researcher reviewed 140 scientific articles. They found that individuals on average ingest between 39,000 and 52,000 microplastic particles per year. But when you consume bottled water, it goes way above that. Bottled water users consume 90,000 more particles than tap water consumers. So don't be seduced by claims that these little plastic water bottles deliver something healthier than what you get out of your tap. Even though what you get out of your tap, there may be some problems, you know, old lead pipes, chlorine, fluoride, etc. Bottled water, especially for those single-use plastic bottles, a real environmental hazard, as well as something not healthy for you, because you get 90,000 more microparticles per year than those who stick to tap water. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's.
certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
This season, give yourself the gift of peace of mind with Verizon Family Plus. Always know where your loved ones are. With location monitoring and alerts, you can track them using GPS or approximate network location. With parental controls, you can set safe screen time limits and easily block specific apps and websites. And we provide driving insights with post-drive reports for every family member and roadside assistance when you need it most. Get all the essential features of Family Plus for just $10 a month when you add it as a perk on your My Plan. Visit Verizon.com/family today.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What were the biggest stories of the year? Has Donald Trump set up an economic powerhouse for the coming year? We'll answer these questions and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Following the swift weekend action in Venezuela that saw President Maduro arrested and taken to New York, President Trump says the U.S. will partner with Venezuela to revive its productive oil capacity, benefiting both countries.
This partnership of Venezuela with the United States of America, a country that everybody wants to be involved with because of what we were able to do and accomplish, will make the people of Venezuela rich, independent, and safe.
Now, when Maduro appears in a New York courtroom to face U.S. drug charges, he'll likely follow a path taken by Panama's Manuel Noriega many years ago, another strong man who was toppled by American forces. As was the case with Noriega, lawyers for Maduro likely to challenge his arrest by claiming sovereign immunity. That's a bedrock principle of international and U.S. law. But legal experts say that argument is very unlikely to hold up because the U.S. does not recognize Maduro as Venezuela's legitimate leader. Well, the first criminal trial over the delayed law enforcement response to that deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, slated to start Monday.
Nearly 4 years after a gunman killed 19 fourth grade students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, police officer Adrian Gonzalez will go on trial for allegedly failing to take action to protect students. Many families believe that if Gonzalez and the nearly 400 officers who responded had confronted the gunman sooner, instead of waiting more than an hour, lives might have been saved. I'm Donna Warder.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? But the longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Well, millions of people facing higher health costs with the arrival of 2026. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Democrats forced a six-week government shutdown over the expiring Obamacare tax credits, but the clash with President Trump and Republicans did not result in any changes. Congress offered no fix before the New Year's Day deadline for the subsidies, which were enacted during the pandemic. On average, the more than 20 million subsidized enrollees in the Affordable Care Act program are seeing their premium costs rise by 114%, according to an analysis by the healthcare research nonprofit KFF. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Following the recent rebranding of the Kennedy Center to include Donald Trump's name, several artists canceling scheduled performances, citing political objections. Center President Rick Grenell claims some cancellations may have been influenced by the outreach of CNN and Washington Post. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A Ukrainian drone strike has killed at least one person and wounded two others, including a small child, in Russia's Belgorod region.
This drone strike comes ahead of peace talks in Paris this week. In Ukraine, drone strikes in the Kharkiv region wounded three people overnight, while the death toll from Friday's missile attack on Kharkiv rose to four. These attacks come after European national security advisors met in Kyiv on Saturday. There, officials discussed security guarantees and economic support for Ukraine.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. South Korea says the North has once again launched ballistic missiles toward the sea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff saying it detected several ballistic missile launches from North Korea's capital region Sunday. And that move comes about 3 hours before South Korea's president went to China for talks. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin with a creative offering from the CBS Radio Workshop. Then we resume our latest Bob Bailey-led five-part, yours truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter. This first series is a revival of the Columbia Workshop, and this offering is based on some award-winning poetry. Known as Carlotta Serape, it stars Elspeth Eric, joined by Louis Van Ruten as the Weaver. The tourists are voiced by Stotz Cosworth and Vera Allen. And it's from April 14, 1957.
This is Maxwell Anderson. And I, together with Brooks Atkinson and Thornton Wilder, have just served as one of the judges on a verse playwriting contest conducted by the Academy of American Poets in association with CBS, which has resulted in money awards for the winners and a radio performance for the winner of the first prize. Poets need material rewards. In an age when poetry is encouraged by monetary success, there has always been more poetry written than in an age when the cash returns for verse were few and meager. And the more verse written, the better the top grade is likely to be. Our own years have not been too kind to poets. They win few prizes, gain little recognition among us. Let us then be grateful to the Academy of American Poets and to CBS for honoring this noblest and most ancient of the arts.
The CBS Radio Workshop, dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind. Today, Carlotta Serape, by a newly discovered young poet, Miss Rose Orenti, with a special score composed and conducted by Lawrence Rosenthal. And, to set the scene, Mr. Maxwell Anderson.
The time is this summer. The scene is a Mexican marketplace. Carlotta is looking at a pottery display, but out of the corner of her eye, she is watching the old weaver at the next stall. She wanders over to his stand, pretending to be unconcerned. Actually, she is excited about a therapy in his collection. She touches it casually, but her fingers tremble.
Sir, it happens that this wretched rag has caught my eye. Just now entering the square, I thought, is this really a serape or passing for one? But with all its faults, I can see it on my bedroom floor. In fact, it's somewhat striking. I imagine time will give it a grayish cast that's more to my liking. But until then, and you understand it may not do at all, what do you sell it for?
Like a child or tourist, do you know a jewel from glass? 100 pesos.
You're the typical merchant. Mercenary, crass. You call this a selection? What have you got, 4 or 5 serapes? Well, if all you can do is shrug, I see I've turned off in the wrong direction.
It only happens, does it, that this caught your eye? It happens that I've seen you pass this stall at least a dozen times today. What are you prepared to pay?
Old man, you've got your gall. 25 and not a peso more. That's final and that's all.
Perhaps you'd like it free. Since it's only to step on, you say, to crush beneath your heel. But is beauty mauled without remorse? No. Ravishment takes its own revenge. Of course, this may be what you want. All sorts of bargains go on, including the ones you make with yourself.
Let's not wrangle. I've heard your craftsmanship is great, and I will concede the point. Make it 28.
Quite a concession. I've had my fill of customers who bargain for a dream and then don't pay. Save what you like and leave it here. If you don't take it, some tourist will. By and by, one will enter this square and feast his eyes on this serape. Then, when you turn around, it will be gone. Oh, you'll cry, you'll cry.
Yes, the keen-eyed visitors descend like flies on Mexican ground. And they're very quick with their cameras. But I wonder if they see what they snap. Orizaba, with its crown of snow, will make a touching photograph. Already I cry, old man. I wear myself out with grief. Each time our mountain dies, pressed airlessly in an album leaf.
You do not cry for the mountain, no. Yes, yes, I will say it. I saw your visitor, and you beside yourself with delight when he caught your image and reduced you to black and white. He called you Carlota. Is that right?
That's my name. But how do you know? How is it that you never sleep? On all this square, siesta strikes the timid. And while they nod, you sit among your wares and watch like God.
You are unfair. I must watch to weave. I weave what I see.
Old man? No, of course it couldn't be.
Anything can be.
Old man, have you woven me?
You were accidental, purely fictitious. How was I to know it would agitate you and enchant you so that a noise in me would echo in Carlota? Let me be. Make it 90 pesos and depart.
The weight of my purse is not through my heart.
Because you have no heart? Oh, then it's yours at 86. It's part of the process to compromise, to settle for less than purity and perfect happiness. 86? No, 84, to bring us greater wisdom than we had before.
Not a peso more than 33, if all I buy is prophecy.
The future is a mystery. Still, my loom says, What you have been has made you what you are and all you must be. And the pattern of your trinity weaves like a thread through time, shuttling busily. Your face is hard and your voice is shrill, but within you melt like lava as a volcano crumbles in flame. Spill 80 pesos in my lap and let me forget your name.
80 pesos worth of philosophy? Were your shawl a full-length portrait, I could see the high demand you make of me. But it's only an episode. There's more. Have you seen? Do you know? Is it here?
In the blue and the green. All here.
Oh, they're lovely. I don't dare touch. Look at this.
We should close this bargain, child.
I haven't seen one in Mexico I like so much. The guide never mentioned these.
Could be a good reason. This old fellow looks rough. He doesn't aim to please.
Well, he hasn't the face I'd like to kiss, but he sure can weave.
Don't expect to get this for a song.
I hope you're wrong, but I won't bet. You'd better do the talking. My Spanish is a mess.
Sir, how much? This one, how much?
Oh, no.
400 pesos.
400? How can you ask such a price? Sir, 400's too much. 200.
Will you go away? You disgrace the acme of Mexico's art.
He doesn't change his face. Now what do we say?
I wish I knew.
Keep bargaining, that's all we can do.
I haven't the heart.
Then let's go. Isn't that what he said? And come back. That might work.
You think we should?
Sure. It might do him good. Why did you do it? You could live for weeks on 200, and even an artist has to eat.
As I thought, you're too quick with the tear.
It's my function to weep. But you know this, and at least you do not mock as he did sometimes. Tell me, old friend, is that also here? In the yellow, in this infinitesimal dot?
It is here. It is also here.
Tasco also?
Also Tasco.
How did you know? Or shouldn't I ask?
Nothing escapes my sight. When you returned, you came to pray. You lit the taper. But it did not burn as brightly as your sorrow.
And that's the gray, is it not? Near the fringe, this little sliver?
Yes, the gray. I wondered, black or white? So I made it gray. I was glad you came back. Is Tasco still what it was, as they say?
By law, it cannot change. But Tasco's of the eye and changes with the heart.
Ah, Mexico's Olympus. I remember how treacherous pathways wind down from what is Paco's now to the silver mines. Are they still there?
Oh, they are. My friend called it atmosphere. He named it the Candid Muse and saw it everywhere.
I'm afraid I shall never see Tasco again. 200 would buy all that. As for 3, too fine a price, a legacy. Daughter, acquire your dream and I will relinquish mine. 63.
40.
You gamble perversely to lose. It tempts me to make the sale. Perhaps if I thwart you, if you got what you thought you wanted, you would recoil. The shock might change you. But of course, if you didn't see it yourself, I'd only fail. You have to choose, not I. You know that 100 is not too much, not even enough for this fabric of my soul and yours. Call my bluff.
Sir? Sir, we have circled the square, and I must confess, not here nor elsewhere in Mexico can anything compare with the beauty and finesse of your handicraft. We seem commercial to you, but what, after all, is a tourist to do but buy a memory or two? For 300 pesos... We expect an eternal passport, re-entry to a perfect square, this stall, when in fact we buy nothing at all and can never come back.
You move me. I was not prepared for such a speech. How is it you speak so well?
I studied long ago, and I'm crude about it. I wish I could say what I feel. Sir, it isn't a spiel, but from my heart. I don't care for this procedure, which they say is the custom here. And the fact is, I haven't the talent or time.
What are you saying, dear? It sounds sublime.
I'm trying the truth. Sir, 300. And my wife, if she may, would like a photo of your daughter here.
She's not my daughter, thank God. Do I think you're my son? It doesn't matter to me, but she has an aversion to photographs, I understand. I will say this because you're so sincere, that she also wants this serape. However, she overplays her hand. You may not believe it, but she bids too high.
And as we were saying...
Then it's not for sale.
The serape must be sold. Frankly, I don't know how, nor even why. But it pains me not to get my price. After all, there are love and labor in it, and the skeins of wool alone run high. So the price hasn't changed. It's still what I quoted, or I lose my integrity. I would advise that you circle the square again and think it over. I will, too. Yes, that's my advice. We're both too big for compromise.
400. That's a wicked slice. Well, I'll take a walk and talk it over with my wife.
You're listening to the CBS Radio Workshop. We'll be right back with more after this.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit twinriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Join us at Twin River Resort and Casino.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
On When Radio Was.
All the same. He reminds me...
It's not the same. For shame that you always add one and one and get nothing. For once, resolve your balance and buy for a meager sum. And there is something you must pay. A little happiness. We cannot argue all day, and the bus leaves soon. It's bitter enough for me to vend on this mart. I can't take on your cares or weave your pattern forever. Restore me to my own identity.
For an artist, you have a practical mind. In fact, you're American at heart.
If this is a jest, and it certainly is unkind, then you will surely fail the final test.
You test me.
I teach you. For which, forgive me. Had I myself the flair, some other fool would be the weaver, and I an American millionaire. One loser detects another soon enough. End your pursuit of sadness, and your hate can be revealed to you before it is too late.
Yes. I hate even myself. But you know, since I started to talk to you, it seems to go, to dissipate, and leaves a bottomless pit. A vacuum, because nothing replaces it. And it should, I think, be replaced by love. But I do not love anymore, and I'm sure somehow I have never loved. And I never will.
There's something still.
I wonder. I am young, as you say. But it's been one blunder after another. Not he, the American, nor anyone. No, Weaver, I have never loved. Not he, the dark-eyed one who vended orchids and bouquets on Xochimilco's boats and banks. I languished for him, but I never loved. Nor my Valencian swain who plucked his husky, sad guitar and sang old tunes of far-off Spain. I longed for him, but never loved. And the matador, brave and afraid, dazzled me with epaulettes and crimson cloak. When first he smote a bull, Popocatepetl smoked. Yet thinking how the stain of the beast's blood soiled the sand, my heart was wrenched with pain and I withdrew my hand. He was my life. I did not love. Not more nor less than they. The American passed within the shadow of a myth in whose darkness love dissolved away. I can no longer shield my eyes from light. The daylight comes, and in this merciless sun I see how I have never loved, not he, the last, nor anyone. I am a hopeless case.
To know. To know it is to claim redemption. From now on, when your heart cries, follow. Do not pursue the anguish that calls out to you. Unlearn and learn until the patterns flow together and you weave your own serape.
But it is not easy, I think.
No, not as the wink of an eye. It depends. You must want to try as I still do. I was not always a master weaver. Even yet, threads get tangled in the loom, and I lament the poverty of my inspiration and sulk like a prophet of doom.
It's hard to believe.
Because for the most part, I learned that I cannot grieve. I must always wrestle with temptation, but my grief fares badly in the light of day. Weeping reproachfully outside my house, he mourns the bat-filled attic where he can no longer stay. Upbraids me for ingratitude. Reminds me constantly how he partook of my largesse in solitude. Pity your exiled friend, grief sobs. And almost I decide as I soften to his tear-stained cheeks to call him back inside. Oh, pity. Not because grief cries, how well I know this fawning look precedes his spate of lies, but that my house is lonely. Now he speaks, aware of this, more softly and persuasively, of all that we have shared. He argues life is static without the gold of misery. My heart is wrenched. And even as I gasp in prelude to fresh pain, his eloquence and tenderness become the sibilant hiss of a poisonous and fatal asp. He rushes to the door, and I throw my last weak strength against the panel at the knob. The weak walls tremble while I sob until, with all the power that is left to me, I shout, "Pity, yes! But not because you are my friend, but because you know no better than to be my enemy." True, the house is still. I peep through the keyhole, watching now how he falters down the road. I groan to think how he can find some other place to live, while I am alone. Alone. Now what do we say we start again?
45. Will you take it?
I don't think I can. It's not a bad offer and good enough for a lesser man. But you can do better. 50 might make it. Ah, here's my boy. Have you decided to grant yourself your wish? Things are moving fast. This chance will be the last for all of us.
Haggling is for the timid, sir. The language of the weak. It is not a tongue I care to learn or speak. Fair is fair, and the craftsman's hand is written all over there.
The bus is waiting. Hurry.
Don't worry, dear. Sir, you're a master. I take the time to say this and repeat it. Though we have to leave, no one can weave the way you weave. I want you to know I know it. It's a pity I can't say it better and at greater length. But if I did, I'd never get back to Mexico City. I'm distressed, and I'm sure I show it. But if I could bring this back with me, I'd be your eternal debtor.
Then what are we waiting for?
I'll pay what you ask. 400 pesos, if necessary, more.
It's already agreed. I'll pay 50. Do I hear what I think I hear? Or do my ears deceive me? Did she say 50, 100?
She said 50.
That's 5,000 pesos, honey. I'm afraid it's perfectly clear.
But she's only a girl, a baby. Does she have that kind of money?
I don't get it. Maybe they're poking fun.
We have to forget it. Let's run. It isn't true.
Joy comes sorrowfully to you. I might have guessed.
I don't deserve it. Oh, you fool them all right, but 50 pesos won't take you to Tasco again.
Carlota, you brought Tasco to me.
Oh, not really. Here, I'll pay you before you change your mind.
It's true, I'm rarely kind, but what I do, I do. Thank you.
It's not for the floor, I promise. That was a ruse.
Of course.
I'll put it to tasteful use. It's a treasure.
Then I have no remorse. Just don't misuse your pleasure and take the quirks of fate with a grain of salt. You leave the blinding sunlight of this square, but it will follow you forever. And when you dig through ancient shadows, you will find that light was always there. Smile. You'll never meet a man if you wear that awful face.
I couldn't disgrace you that way.
Then you'll love again.
Amen.
Adios, Carlota.
Adios, amigo. Keep watching.
Listening to the CBS Radio Workshop and Carlotta's Serape by Rose Orenti. The American Academy of Poets prize-winning verse drama chosen by Maxwell Anderson, Brooks Atkinson, and Thornton Wilder, and produced and directed in New York by Paul Roberts. Elspeth Eric was heard as Carlotta and Louis Van Ruten as the Weaver. The tourists were Stotz Cotsworth and Vera Allen. Special score composed and conducted by Lawrence Rosenthal.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Yes, another creative offering from the CBS Radio Workshop, which originally played back on April 14th of 1957. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next, we'll have the second installment of our latest Bob Bailey-led five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter. When Radio Was continues with that, right after this.
Head to Radiospirits.com today to enjoy our new arrivals. This is Your FBI, Grand Larceny, The Whistler, One Dark Night, and Fibber McGee and Molly, Happy Days. These newest CD box set collections are available at Radiospirits.com now.
This is Your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Ride along with the feds and find out if it's a case of embezzlement, extortion, kidnapping, or murder as agents immerse themselves in a world of crime. This 12-episode collection features performances by Frank Lovejoy, Leslie Woods, and Mandel Kramer.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
The Whistler is back with another collection of strange stories where the unscrupulous encounter their undoing. Follow them through the setup, the slip-up, the double-cross, and ultimately their downfall.
Hey, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I'll get it.
Okay.
Who is this the residence of?
Never end a sentence with a proposition. And if you must know, this is the house that Mr. and Mrs. McGee live in.
Find out who's at the door. Visit with Fibber McGee and Molly and follow their harried, hilarious, and happy days in wartime Wistful Vista. As always, their escapades are equal parts disastrous and delightful. Buy all three of these new arrivals today or browse our library, which offers thousands of shows. Just go to Radiospirits.com now. Choose from thrilling detective stories, classic westerns, edge-of-your-seat mysteries, laugh-out-loud comedies, heartwarming dramas, and more. We have the perfect old-time radio collection for you. Own our newest releases, find your favorite shows, or discover a new series from the golden age of radio at Radiospirits.com today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Is your fridge covered in yellow sticky notes? Do you still use an old-fashioned calendar with so much writing on it you can't even read what you've written? Well, parents, listen up. If you're having trouble keeping up on your kids' soccer practices and after-school activities, tech expert Carly Knobloch has details on Amazon's Kindle Scribe.
They're going to love this new note-taking companion that feels like writing on real paper. It's the Kindle Scribe. So imagine a Kindle, an e-ink reading device that everyone's familiar with, but now you can write on it. So it's a digital notebook that lets you take notes, create to-do lists, and plan your week all in one place. You can also convert handwritten notes to text, and you can also write in the margins of books that you're reading or on documents or PDFs that you're reading. So now you can really take notes wherever inspiration strikes.
Find the Kindle Scribe on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. The long-running series Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar debuted in February of 1949. It was a half-hour program starring Charles Russell. A couple of months earlier, though, an audition recording was created. It featured Dick Powell, but he opted not to take on the role, and he later starred as Richard Diamond, Private Detective. Meanwhile, Russell would voice Dollar for only 1 year, replaced by fellow big-screen actor Edmund O'Brien. Later was John Lund, also voicing Dollar. Then the series briefly came to an end in 1950, but the following year was revived, now starring Bob Bailey. It was no longer a once-a-week half-hour show, but instead a five-day-a-week, 15-minutes-at-a-time serial. That's the version we played weekly on When Radio Was. And the current example finds our favorite insurance investigator traveling to a small town in New England as he looks into the Shady Lane matter. Here is part two.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Ready with your call to Hartford, Mr. Dollar.
Thanks, operator.
Go ahead, Hartford.
Hello? Johnny?
Yeah, Pete.
A big, fat expense account, and you still reversed the call.
Had to. I'm phoning from a Crossroads store. Look, I need a quick fact or two in connection with the Ellen Bates murder. That $10,000 policy on Ellen's life, when was it written, Pete?
Oh, around 4 years ago. I'll get the exact date if you want to hang on.
No, no, that's close enough. I was hoping it was only a year or two back.
Knocks a pet theory in the head, huh?
No, but it doesn't help it any. Hey, is there also a policy on the life of Ben Bates?
Yeah, same amount, taken out at the same time, right after they were married. Add up to anything?
A nice round zero.
What do the local authorities think?
The only local authority in Shady Lane is sitting outside in a car right now, and he thinks the same as I do.
Which is what?
We're both stumped. I'll be talking to you.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Shady Lane, Vermont, to the home office Star Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Shady Lane matter. Expense account continued. Item 4, 7 cents, a copy of the Shady Lane Weekly Crier, the paper that prints the folksy news, according to the masthead. Maybe it would help, because the whole case seemed to have a folksy flavor. A young farm wife named Ellen Bates, a semi-invalid without a known enemy in the township, had been shot to death a month before. The killer, unidentified. Motive, unknown. Physical evidence, non-existent. Leads, none. I rejoined Constable Jed Bramler in the car and glanced over the paper as we drove onto the Bates farm. I'd begun to realize that, folksy or not, the Bates case was probably going to be tougher than an old boot.
Now, we'll leave the car here at the road and walk up through the draw. I'll show you how it happened.
All right, good. This sure doesn't look like very good farmland.
It ain't. Ben's got a few good acres north of the house, but most of it's like this. Won't grow much of anything except in rocks. Takes a lot of scratching to make a go of a place like this.
Yeah, I imagine. And it would be even tougher if you had to take care of an invalid wife at the same time.
Yeah, I reckon it would. Watch yourself on that barbed wire, Mr. Dollar.
All right.
There's easier ways of getting to the house, but I figured you'd like to see how the killer got away.
And this is it, you think, huh? He fired the shot from cover and then...
Oh, she did.
All right, whichever. And then he or she ran back down this draw here and got away.
Yeah, must have been seen otherwise. But here in the draw, a person would be out of sight from both houses. Either the Bates place or the Preenies over on the other side.
I'll buy that one, all right. This brush is thick enough to hide a herd of cattle.
Yeah. Well, once the killer got to the road, back where we left the car, might have gone any place.
Yeah, that's the trouble. This case is too full of mites.
Tried to pick up a trail in here. Even brought in dogs. But they didn't turn up nothing. Dogs is mostly overrated anyhow.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah, let's see now. Ought to be right about here some... Yes, there we are. Over that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I see the stake you put up to mark the place.
Nope. It wasn't me that put it up. It's a survey marker. But it's just about where I calculate the shot was fired from. Right about here.
What was the survey for, Mr. Bramler?
Highway Department. They was figuring to build a new turnpike through here last year. Fell through, though.
How come?
The whys of a public bureau ain't for mere man to know, Mr. Dollar. They finally picked someplace else a few months ago. Shame, too. Might have made this land worth something to Ben.
Another one of those mites, huh?
Now, look through the bushes there, just to the left of that big maple.
Mm-hmm.
That's the corner, the parlor corner of the Bates house. And Ellen was sitting right there in that big front window when it happened. Ben has put the glass back in since.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't have been too difficult a shot from here.
Yeah. Them old-fashioned squirrel rifles is mighty accurate.
And nearly everybody in the township has one.
That's about it.
It's not a matter of finding a needle in a straw stack. It's finding one special straw in a straw stack.
Mighty hard chore, I'd say.
So would I. So there she sat, an easy target, alone at her own front window.
Well, not exactly alone, Mr. Dollar.
Oh?
Alone at the window, yes. But Mrs. Preeny was in the room with her at the time.
The woman who wrote the anonymous letter accusing Ben Bates? I didn't know that.
Yeah, didn't seem to have no bearing. She just happened to be there. Brought over a cake or something from next door. She was always doing things like that for Ellen.
Uh-huh.
But Mrs. Preeny didn't see who fired the shot. She just heard the window glass crash and saw Ellen come half out of her chair and then fall on the floor.
An invalid, helpless, sitting there at a window... Now, what the devil could a woman like that do to make somebody hate her enough to kill her?
Mr. Dollar, if I could answer that, I would have somebody locked up by now.
If anybody did hate her, of course.
Meaning?
Maybe hate wasn't the reason.
Quite a better one?
Oh, I'm just supposing.
Done quite a bit of that myself.
Hey, tell me something, Mr. Bramler. This waitress at the Shady Lane Cafe, the one Mrs. Preeny made the insinuations about.
Millie Wells?
Yeah, Millie Wells. Is she pretty?
Well, hard to say. Tastes differ. I reckon, though, most anybody'd call her pretty, though.
Well, what about that gossip Mrs. Preeny was spouting? Is it just a rumor? Or was Ben seeing Millie before his wife was murdered?
Hard not to see her. Ain't a very big town.
You know what I mean. Did he go out of his way to see her?
Oh, stopped in the cafe there once in a while. Cup of coffee, piece of pie. Doing all the cooking at home like he was. He got a mite tired of it, I reckon.
Well, what about now? Is he still seeing her?
Eats most of his evening meals there.
Is that all it amounts to?
Well, folks generally agree that there's some interest building up since his wife's death.
Well, what about his wife? Did she have any chance at all of getting well?
Nope. Not according to the doctors.
I see.
Mr. Dollar.
Yeah?
You are barking up that same wrong tree again.
Oh, it kind of adds up.
Figures lie sometimes.
Pretty girl, young and alive, interested maybe. An invalid wife, rundown farm, a $10,000 insurance policy.
All facts, true enough.
He wouldn't be the first man that went wrong with a setup like that.
Not Ben. I told you before, murder just ain't in his nature. Oh, come on. Let's walk on up to the house and talk to him.
Wait a minute, one other thing. That anonymous letter Mrs. Preeny sent us. Now, why would she go out of her way to get Ben Bates in trouble?
Hard to say.
I thought she was a friend of the Bates.
Of Mrs. Bates, yes. Ellen. But for some reason, she never has seemed to like Ben very much. I don't know why she done it, Mr. Dollar. But I sure wouldn't put no stock in what she said. It's just her nature. That's all it is.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on When Radio Was.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Dina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-366-0000. 865-8108 or visit MandinasCabinets.com.
Wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
It was late afternoon. Long shadows were beginning to stretch out over the flinty ground. Almost the same time of day that Ellen Bates was killed. Killed by her husband, I was beginning to believe. And yet Constable Jed Bramler swore by Ben, his longtime friend. Human ties, human emotions, just plain folks. And a case that was growing messier and more vague by the hour. Not much sign of life.
Well, Ben's in and out. You never know.
Sounds like somebody coming around the house.
Mm-hmm. Must have been working out in the barn. Always plenty to do on a Flint Rock farm.
You come looking for me, Constable.
How are you, Grody? He said, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just fine.
Been around?
I've been working out back, fixing spread.
Yeah, let's find Grody. Is Ben here?
Ben? No. No, Miss Ben's not here.
Know where he is?
No, he's not here.
Any idea when he'll be back?
No. No, he didn't say. You can go in and set, though, if you want, Constable.
Maybe we will. Grody, this is Mr. Dollar, Grody Hawkins.
How are you, Grody?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just fine.
Grody does odd jobs for Ben. Some of the other farmers, too.
Oh, I see. Were you working here the day Mrs. Bates was killed?
That's a lie. I wasn't even near here that day. And anybody that says I was is a liar.
Oh?
I was through over on the other side of town.
We'll go inside and wait, Mr. Dollar.
Yeah, all right. See you, Grody.
Kind of gets excited when he figures he's being accused of something.
Yeah. He seems scared of you. Has he been in trouble before?
Well, petty stuff, like shooting game out of season.
Is he a good shot?
Dead shot. Never misses. Fact.
We waited in the parlor for a while. The room where Ellen Bates had died. Her picture was still over the mantel. A clear-eyed, sober woman, much younger than I'd imagined. The sun gradually set and the light on the picture grew dim. But Ben didn't come back. We gave up finally and drove back to town. I left Bramler at his office and walked down the street to the Shady Lane Cafe to eat dinner.
I'll be right with you, sir.
No hurry.
You'll be cooler if you sit there by the window.
Oh, fine. Thanks. There were a half a dozen tables in the place, all empty. I was the only customer. The girl was pretty and friendly and fitted the description of Millie Wells.
The pot roast is awfully good this evening. I think you'll like it.
All right. You've made a sale.
You're a stranger in town, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm investigating the murder at Ellen Bates.
I see.
Are you by any chance Millie Wells?
Yes.
Then I guess you're the person I'm looking for.
You worked very fast. I thought it would take longer.
Hmm?
Oh, I knew you'd find out, of course, sooner or later, but I was hoping Ben and I would have a little time together first.
I see.
We were fools to expect it, though. Once you've been tagged, you don't have a chance.
Did Ellen Bates have a chance?
I didn't give her the slightest cause to worry. I didn't let Ben know once how I felt. Not until after she'd been killed.
That was very considerate of you.
And I know he didn't give me one thought as long as she was alive. It's not in his nature.
So I've heard.
Doesn't it mean anything at all when a person has been acquitted?
Acquitted? Acquitted of what?
Of murder. What else? Isn't that what... Oh, I thought you knew. I thought that's what you...
I guess maybe you'd better tell me about it, Millie.
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a sudden twist and a cool threat. A strange revelation. And the lies come thick and fast. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Indeed, that was part two of the five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter. It originally played out each weeknight back in the summer of 1956. We'll have the third installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Earlier, I mentioned that series actually debuted back in 1949 in the half-hour, once-a-week format. The five-part version only lasted for one season. Then it reverted back to that original format. Bob Bailey would continue to voice Dollar until the end of 1960, when production was moved from Los Angeles to New York City. He opted not to relocate, so Bob Reddick was hired to replace him, and he would be followed by Mandel Kramer, who was the final actor to handle the role. Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar's final broadcast was on the evening of September 30th of 1962, often called the end of the Golden Age of Radio. At the time, only CBS was still airing radio theatrical productions, and they came to an end that night. The other long-running series to wrap up that evening was Suspense. I'm Greg Bell, and the Shady Lane Matter storyline that we're featuring was indeed penned by Les Crutchfield, who also wrote for both radio and television's Gunsmoke. Now, at the time of his death at just age 50 in 1966, Crutchfield had just written a script for a brief television adventure series, The Loner, created by Rod Serling, and starring a Hollywood patriarch who had early worked on television in Sea Hunt. Can you name him? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang on to the ripcord and you count off the seconds and you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about a Hollywood acting patriarch who not only did lots of great big screen work, but he also added up a couple television series, Sea Hunt and The Loner. First, I'm talking about Jeff and Bo's father, Lloyd Bridges. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, remember to stop by the website. You can find us at whenradiowas.com. That's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.